Anthony, you got a great instant feedback here.
Yes.
From Mark from Jersey. This morning I was flipping through the channels and I passed by MSNBC.
Yeah.
While Mr. Imus was on. Imus made his return to radio this morning.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The guy is so feeble now that he wears oxygen to do his show. Why doesn't the guy put his other foot in the grave? Let me tell you something. We do want to welcome Mr. Imus back to the radio airwaves, but
yes.
I saw the same thing this morning. It was a mess.
Yeah, perhaps you should start slow and just maybe do the radio show and wait on the CNBC thing until at least there's no medical equipment in the studio.
Right.
I don't think it's a good thing to turn on a radio show on the TV and see medical equipment.
If you want to see a freak show, turn on MSNBC tomorrow morning. This is what I saw. I was flipping around, and I didn't even know he came back today. And I'm like, oh, Imus, rerun, whatever. And I realized quickly that it wasn't a rerun because he was talking about the Roger Clemens beanball to Mike Piazza's head.
Okay. Yeah.
What you saw on TV was Imus. He hasn't shaved in about 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
So really scraggly, gray beard.
The gray beard,
pasty white skin, really thin in the face, okay?
Well, losing weight, being in the hospital, sure.
Wrinkles all over his face. The biggest cowboy hat I've ever seen.
A big, giant, fag cowboy hat.
It doesn't even fit his head. It's just huge, okay? Yeah. He's got sunglasses on. And the cowboy hat is pretty much hiding his whole face as he's trying to do radio this morning. And he looks up, and just like that guy said on the instant feedback, he has breathing tubes in his nose. You know when you see, like, Grandpa in the hospital, and he's got the plastic breathing tubes in his nose?
And the rubber tube goes over your ears and to an oxygen tank.
Right. That's how he was doing his show today.
No, you know,
that's how he was doing his show today.
Oh, my God. See, now, no one would know this if it was just the radio.
Right. Why would you agree to that? God forbid something happens to us and you know, we have to come back on the radio. And let's say they're broadcasting a show on TV. Would you ever agree to have your, you know, sick face on the tube while you're recuperating?
Bernard, wheel the gurney up to the microphone. Could you do that? It's 7 o'clock on the Imus in the Morning program. Hey, McCord, check my pulse. So, did you see the wait a minute, I'm feeling a little fibrillation. Bernard, get the paddles. Yeah. 7:05, Imus in the Morning program. What? Could someone dial up my oxygen a little bit? And I need a bigger fag cowboy hat. Some of my neck fat is turning green. I need the bandana. Wait. You see the Met Yanks? 7:06, Imus in the Morning program. What's, what was I saying? Did you see the Met Yankee games?
Yeah, I think you were talking about Roger Clemens beaming Mike Piazza.
I'm in perfect health. I'm, McCord, grab the paddles. Seven oh seven, Imus in the Morning. How the hell am I supposed to do a program when I'm dying? Moby Worm coming to get you, baby. Yeah. You see the bandana I have around my neck?
Yes,
it's
I do.
Hiding a trach tube.
Jesus.
And my big fag cowboy hat is hiding a power generator that's keeping my heart going. Why does my equipment keep turning off?
Your equipment is malfunctioning, Mr. Imus. Bill, what's going on? Bill.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I was wondering if the whole new oxygen tube, that's called the nasal cannula, but I was wondering if that was one of the props for his characters, because doesn't Imus use characters?
Mr. Imus uses characters.
Yeah, Mr. Imus uses characters.
Did you see that this morning?
No, I got
doing a radio show with the breathing tubes, man.
That's got to be a real drag.
That's
It's just brutal.
It is brutal. It was kind of sad to watch.
Maybe he's practicing for like a telethon or something.
Right.
Yeah, send your money into the Imus in the Morning Get Well program.
Yeah. All right, so you want to talk about Clemens, you said, Mr. Imus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think it was a bean ball.
Yeah.
I think he really, shut up. You get me all upset. Get the paddles, Bernard. Get the paddles. Nah, that feels better. I think I'm back on rhythm. Where's my horse? Destiny, come on, Destiny. There he is, baby. Someone shoot that goddamn horse. Whoa, Destiny. someone turn my machine. Ah, thank you. God damn, only 5 minutes into my program. I've already had to be revived 5 times. Uh-oh. What the hell's that? Double heartbeat. Someone shock me. Bernard, grab the paddle. McCord, grab the paddles, you jerk. Someone, please. Help me. Oh, that's better. Imus in the Morning, 7:07. God damn, this is painful. I'm truly a shock jock. You gotta shock me every goddamn 5 minutes just to keep me alive, baby. Yeah. Oh, Destiny. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Collapsed lung coming to get you.
Well, I'm packing up my
big fat cowboy hat and head out west. Gonna try to ride a horse with my brother. Salsa, baby. Destiny. And then I'm gonna get bucked off and crack some ribs. Shock me. Oh, baby. Yeah. Make some tubes down my nose, baby. Why the hell is a 60-year-old man on a horse?
Oh, shock me, Bernard. That's the guy, man.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby. Someone check my colostomy bag. Cowboy, baby. Yeah, my jaw's wired shut. Cowboy, baby. Riding at night and laying in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Whoa! Mr. Imus! Mr.
Yeah.
Imus! Oh, you're there.
Oh, hell, my equipment went. Oh. Oh, my God, I just noticed those MSNBC cameras are on.
I didn't get to hear his show this morning, though.
It was painful.
I'll tune in now tomorrow just to see
him
with the tube.
I encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow. Check out Imus with the breathing tubes trying to do a radio show.
Yeah.
He's a prop act.
He's a prop act now, yeah.
He looks like Mr. Burns.
You guys have redefined debauchery.
It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony. Finish up the year with our 4 shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoon. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
The maroon bath mat with matching fuzzy bathroom seat cover and trash can. The Matrame Toaster Cozy. The Matrame Toaster Cozy with matching booties.
At Optimum Online, we're committed to helping you choose the perfect gift for your family this year.
The singing reindeer slippers. Soap on a rope.
That's why we're offering a high-speed cable modem for just $50 when you sign up for a 1-year agreement only at The Wiz. That's $149 off the regular price.
The Coconut Monkey Ashtray.
And with Optimum Online, you can download music, visit relatives online, and do anything your heart desires. Up to 100 times faster than a dial-up service, and up to 4 times faster than DSL. So treat yourself to Optimum Online, because you'll still probably end up with a few gifts that aren't quite so perfect.
A holiday sweatshirt with a glittery bear on the front.
Optimum Online. It's the best gift in town. Restrictions and ETF may apply.
Anthony, ski stop! Ski stop! Dick was shopping for snowboarding gear.
Commercial. Oh.
But he got the shaft from some tiny sporting goods store, and now he's blue.
Dick wasn't thinking with his head. He should have gone to the attic at Ski Stop, the East Coast's largest snowboarding center. Dick felt like a jerk when he heard... Why do I have to read this like this?
You know...
Go to the attic at Ski Stop.
And get really, really good deals and stuff. Right?
You're going to get great deals on clothing via SMP, Bombshell, Rusty, Quicksilver, Dirty Snow, and a lot more. Also, they got racks filled with snowboards. They got Burton, Sims, Morrow, Nitro, Ride, Oxygen, and a lot more at great prices, guaranteed low prices. It's the attic at Ski Stop where snowboarding, where the snowboarding experience comes together. The attic at Ski Stop, it's LIE to exit 48 South Service Road in Plainview, Long Island. Anyone from there knows where it is. You see it right off the expressway. Don't be a dick. Get to the attic at Ski Stop.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores. Stop. Don't pay retail prices for your computer needs. Get to the Market Pro Computer Show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center at Harmon Meadow in Secaucus. Hundreds of exhibits will be on hand with the latest in personal computers and PC-compatible equipment. Full systems, hardware, software, printers, scanners, CD-ROM, accessories, multimedia, and it's all for sale. You'll save up to 80% on your computer needs. Millions in computer merchandise, lots of friendly help, and prices that are so low they blow the stores away. This is the only place to be if you're looking to save on new computer merchandise. Don't forget that this Saturday and Sunday, December 22nd and 23rd at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus. Conveniently located off Route 3 at Harmon Meadow Boulevard. The computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 4 at the Meadowlands Expo Center. Call 800-53-COMPUTER for additional information on how to save up to 80% on all your computer needs. That's 800-53-COMPUTER or check out their website at www.marketpro.com for additional information on the computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know, how do you sleep?
I don't sleep well at night at all.
Well, I wake up more often than I would like to.
Toss and turn.
It can get a little cranky by the end of the day.
Seems like every morning I wake up, my back aches and my neck is stiff.
What are you going to do about it?
We're ready for a new mattress.
It's definitely time.
Where are you going to go for it?
Rockaway Bedding.
Rockaway Bedding.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleepy's, Dial-A-Mattress, Macy's, or Klein Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding store near you, or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
You don't want to hear my voice sing that jingle.
I want to hear it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding.
Presenting the next revolution in Seiko Kinetic watch technology, Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay. Like all Seiko Kinetic watches, they capture, store, and use the electricity created every time you move your body. You never need to replace a battery. But Seiko Auto Relay watches take this technology one step further. When a Seiko Auto Relay watch senses inactivity for 3 days, it puts itself into suspended animation to conserve electricity. It can remain asleep for up to 4 years and wake up to the exact time with only a few shakes of your wrist. Seiko Kinetic revolutionized watch technology. Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay does it all over again. With quartz accuracy and great looks as stunning as the technology inside. This holiday season, visit Use Jewelry at 824 East Tremont Ave in the Bronx and ask to see the Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay collection today. Seiko is the official timer of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games in Salt Lake City.
All right, for those of you who think you can't afford to drive a Mitsubishi Galant, think about this. Right now you can lease a 2002 Galant EE for only $209 a month for 42 months. Yeah, $209 a month for 42 months for a new 2002 Mitsubishi Galant. Of course, if you think a lease isn't right for you, wrap your brain around this. You can buy a new Mitsubishi Galant for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. And if you're thinking maybe a Galant isn't the right sedan for you, think again. The Galant is the fastest-growing Japanese sedan in its class. Of course, if you're still undecided, stop thinking so much.
Now there's two ways to get a Mitsubishi Galant. Buy one for zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003, or lease a 2002 Galant EE for $209 a month for 42 months. Hurry, this deal ends soon. 1709 due at lease signing. Includes required refundable security deposit, tax title, license, etc. or extra. Excess mileage charge of 15 cents per mile over 12,000 miles per year. Important program and credit restrictions apply. Not all customers will qualify. Call 1-888-MITSU-2002 for details.
The day's first light dances on the new fallen snow, inviting you to cut in. Later, as the last light turns the mountains a deep shade of violet, you know this is the very essence of Stratton's Vermont. A feeling of community born in the mountains, fueled by a freedom you've never known. The freedom to truly express yourself with a Stratton Express card that saves you 25 or 50% every time you ski and ride. And saves time, too, with direct-to-lift access. And with a Stratton Season Pass, you could well consider spending the whole winter with us. Mountain friends and freedom. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
With Stratton's Express card, you'll save 25 or 50% off every time you ski and ride. Plus, you can hit the slopes on non-holiday Thursdays for just $15. What's more, with ideal snowmaking temperatures forecasted right through the week, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system is in full operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit their website at stratton.com. These days, there are no free rides. That's why you need an ATV that can really take care of business. That's why you need the Traxter from Bombardier, with the muscle and the moves to tackle any task you set for it. This holiday season, you can find the Bombardier Traxter and Quest 650 ATVs at Sunrise Power Sports, located at 86 Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York, your ATV headquarters. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll find a large selection of ATVs to suit every style and pace, from sport ATVs for those adventurous rides in the woods to work ATVs that'll handle the long haul and back. At Sunrise Power Sports, you'll also find a large selection of motorcycles to suit every taste and style. And it's never too soon to start thinking about buying your Sea-Doo watercraft. From now through the end of the year, Sunrise Power Sports is featuring special pricing on selected ATVs, motorcycles, and accessories. Shop now and buy that special someone a gift they'll always remember, especially if that someone is you. Sunrise Power Sports, 86 Sunrise Highway, 1 mile west of the Meadowbrook Parkway, 516-377-6900. That's 516-377-6900.
If you've ever had the flu, you know how bad it can be. So why not do everything you can to avoid getting it? Like, how about getting a flu shot? If you think it's too late, think again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says anyone who hasn't gotten a flu shot yet can still get one through the end of December and later. So remember, it's not too late to vaccinate. See a healthcare professional and find out if the flu vaccine is right for you.
This message has been brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
John Madden here, and I love unwrapping Christmas boxes, especially when I know there's a gift in there from Rochester Big and Tall. And so will that big or tall guy on your gift list. Whether you want to get him a sweater, a shirt, or a jacket, the helpful staff at Rochester will make it easy to make the perfect gift selection, with stores all across the country and a great selection of top name brands.
That's right, John. And now with the kickoff of our store-wide winter sale, you can save up to 50% on your purchases.
Happy holidays from John Madden and Rochester Big and Tall.
Opie Anthony.
WNEW.
Anthony.
Yes.
Why don't we go right to Uncle John and see what he has. Uncle John, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey. I learned a couple of things today.
Yeah.
I learned not to invite Opie over for the weekend because he might stay for a year and a half.
Yeah. That's a good story.
I just lost my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God. I did it twice.
Yeah.
I also learned...
Hold on. We got to back up a bit. I forgot I did it twice.
When we first went up to Boston, we were staying with my mother-in-law for, I stayed there a few weeks, maybe.
Barely, maybe 2 weeks.
And moved right out.
Right.
Opie stayed there how long? I'm gone. I'm in my own place now. And Opie and my mother-in-law living in the house for how long?
I lived with your mother-in-law for 9 to 10 months.
9 to 10 months.
Yes.
She's not trying to squeeze you for alimony?
The house guest from hell.
And he was breaking stuff.
Oh,
like, you are terrible. You broke this little tchotchke.
No, I'm not as angry anymore, and I'm okay now.
Is that it? No, you like you would just be clumsy.
Yeah.
You pulled the phone cord and it hit this little figurine and broke.
Her phone cord was 40 to 50 feet long, which is very dangerous in an older lady's house because they have all those trinkets around.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Rick. Did you see her naked?
Opie, I'm feeling a little lonely. Get me the Grand Marnier and Scotch.
Get your ass over. You did see her naked. Don't say it.
Did you see her naked?
Oh, yeah, okay, yes. I'll play along. I saw Anthony's ex-mother-in-law naked. Of course I did.
Get me my scotch. I want to go home. I want to go home.
But we're hanging out, and Jay's here, and Opie, and Sandy, and we're all, you know, hanging out. We're in the restaurant, and it's very early, and we want to have...
I want to go home now. I want to go home.
We make plans to go out, and I'm like, yeah, cool, we'll go out and stuff. And then Jen would say, let's take Mom. I'm like, no, I really, you know, it's just us hanging out. Fine. Oh, my God, why do we have to take Mom every time? I just want to go out and hang out with everybody and have a good time, and now we got to take Mom? Fine. You know, she doesn't ask for much, and, you know, this happened, and this, and this, and this, and a whole laundry list of crap, and the reason why we should take it. You know something? Fine. We got to leave right now. I just want to go.
Thank you for taking me, Anthony. Thank you for going out to dinner. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, great. And now we're into it.
I'll take another scotch. I'll take a scotch.
An hour and 15 minutes into it.
I want to go home.
Jen, could you tell your mom that we're still hanging? I'm having fun. I'm hanging out with Jay and Opie, and we're laughing our balls off and stuff.
Oh. I want to go home.
Okay, Opie, Jay, bye. No, yeah, it was a lot of fun hanging out. But now I got to take a drunken mother-in-law home. Woohoo!
The best, though, is she would pass out on our buddy Jay's shoulder on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pass out on poor Jay's shoulder. Or lap.
They take me home.
She would. Her head would be right in Jay's
lap.
No,
that's not even a joke.
She'd pass out.
Right.
She'd pass out right there.
I want to go home.
Now we're having fun.
No, we weren't. Oh, my God. Sorry, was I getting into something?
Well, who am I to say?
Opie, can you rub my cons? Opie, touch my dirty spot.
You have gone too far.
I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you stayed there for that long.
Doug, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey, Ope, was Anthony's ex-mother-in-law the reason you sold your pants that night going into the bar?
Easy. That was years before I was...
Later, dude. Have a good trip.
And then how about when the goddamn dog died? Goddamn dog death dedication. When the goddamn dog died and she put the ashes in the urn and put it up in the living room.
Well, just like from Meet the Parents. Yeah.
I was creeped out every time. There's the dead dog thing.
I die, I want my ashes put together with Chester's, and we're going to be buried together. I want to go home.
I'm having fun.
I want to go home.
Believe me. It was like, you know, because I like to pace myself and have a good time, especially, let me tell you, especially when it's me, Opie, and Jay hanging out, because we would laugh so hard and come up with all this off-the-wall fun stuff, worked great for the show, and I'd be just getting started.
I gotta go home now. I gotta go home.
Son of a mother F, bitch. And there we were. Going home
at like 10:15.
Because you know why? You know why? You could email or call and say, "Ant, you know, why didn't you not be a pussy and go?" Because if I didn't go home right then and there, it would just be worse. It'd be worse. If Mom didn't get to go, worse. I'd listen. I'd hear it all night from the ex all night.
Why couldn't Mom go? Ugh. Jesus.
What, am I getting ahead of myself again?
Oh, what?
What, Opie?
No, I we ended our radio show hours ago, man. It's just you and I in our office.
Opie, my legs smooth.
Easy.
I just lotioned them.
Oh, come on. It's all in
fun.
She was
very nice to me.
Of course she was.
Yes. Shut up. Shut up.
Opie, if you don't want to talk to me anymore, that's fine. We lived here for 9 months. Me, you, and Chester's ashes. And if you don't want to call me, fine. I'm not going to chase you. Come here, Chester. Get the urn. I'll pet the urn until I die. And then we mix the ashes, and me and Chester go to eternity together. Opie, if you're in that effing bar, if you're in that effing bar, I'm not going to chase you. We had a great relationship. You lived here for 9 months. Me, you, and Chester. Come here, Chester. I know you can't walk anymore. I'll put you on wheels. Say hi to Chester.
Chester walked just fine.
Chester, oh, my God, when we had to eat there?
Come over. I'm making turkey.
All right. Coming over for dinner. This dog was so effing spoiled rotten. You'd sit there, and she didn't care. The goddamn dog could jump up on the plate and start eating out of her plate, and she'd be like, look at how cute Chester is. And I'm sitting there like, if that dog comes near me, I swear to God, I am going to smack it in the nose. And it would sit there. This is what you get the entire time you're eating. Picture it. Picture it the whole time.
But Anthony, you're missing one sound.
But.
Oh, yeah.
And why did it make that sound? That was when you kick it under the table because it's after your food. You'd have to give it a smack. Smack that, Chester. And just try the whole time for an hour.
Anthony, if you're going to the fridge, could you get me a glass of wine out of the box?
Oh, the box.
The box wine is the best wine. It's the cheapest. Make me a Captain Morgan. Captain of Coke with a twist of lime and my box wine and some scotch and some grandma yet. And now I want to go home.
You are home.
Oh, I want to go out.
Unbelievable.
Look, man, I don't know this guy.
What?
I just came in to do a radio.
What happened?
I don't want to be called it, Daddy.
I'm able to unleash. I can unleash. I'm paying enough. I should be able to talk about it. That's right.
He's taking the knife out of the cheese. You think he wants some cheese, Chester?
Hey,
Anthony, I got a little job for you. When you come up, could you install a new garage door and garage door opener?
That's my weekend. I swear to God, it was a mission every weekend. When I was living in New York doing construction, and I'd come up for Christmas vacation or something, believe me, for me, a vacation was great. Now it's like, you know, this is vacation. It's nice to get away, but it's not like we're working here. When I was working, vacations were cherished. Cherished. Every Christmas, there we are, going up to Boston, where I would have to do some type of construction work around the house, because that was it.
Could you install an air-conditioning vent into my den?
Oh, my God. You know, Jennifer, why do I have to go and do the work I do? This is what I do. I install air conditioning ducts on my vacation. God damn it. My mother doesn't ask for a lot. Oh.
Could you knock this wall down and put in a bar? Could you pick up Addie Mog?
She's up anonymous Annie Mog.
She's dead. Anyway.
Remember the Annie Mog stories?
I used to love her. She's now dead.
Annie Mog.
Annie Mog was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whew. Learn Anthony needs to see a doctor.
What?
Just talking. What? What's the matter? People are looking at me all horrified around here.
People are turning down their radio.
I want to go home.
Just taking a little listen. It's about time. It's what I've been thinking.
Who are you wearing? I'm wearing a Chester.
To the Oscars.
It's Chester. Hey,
You're wearing a Chester Hilfiger. It's wonderful. Love the gray fur.
Oh, how long have I been here? 2 minutes. That seems like an hour. Huh? What?
Oh, nothing. I'm just sitting back listening, like everyone else.
Could you install a garage door opener?
Yeah, okay. What's that? What's that take?
Go to CS. Go to the mall in Framingham. Pick up a garage door opener and install it.
Great. It's my vacation. Cool. Cool. What am I going to do on vacation? Let me drive all the way to Massachusetts to put in a garage door opener. This is great. I'm enjoying the hell out of myself.
Could you install a tap in the wall for my box of wine?
Oh.
Some box of wine, a box.
Oh, my God. And then once Jen got that job at the liquor store, woo-hoo, discount.
I could step up to the pinnacle box of wine.
I was like, gee, Mom's in again.
I want to go home.
Can I? What? You were there. You were there for the whole thing, Opie. Don't look so shocked.
No, I want to remind you of something.
Well, oh, no, what?
We'll be back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Thanks for that, Opie, that little tidbit. I don't know how I blocked it out because it was a nightly occurrence. There I am, starting a brand new career in radio.
Thanks to who?
At the really time? Trying. At the Opie.
Huh? Who?
Opie.
What?
That's right, Opie.
Okay.
Absolutely. You should get a divorce from me. I wouldn't have a leg to stand on. And every friggin' night, I get the call from the house, because the both of them are sitting there, you know, having some cocktails. Having a couple of cocktails, some mother-daughter cocktails. Totally, like, tanked. And I get the phone call.
Come see me.
Where are you?
I'm at Mom's house. Hi, Anthony. Bring another box of wine.
And I would have to drive to the mother's house, because she wouldn't drive Jennifer home for some reason.
You had to pass your house.
Yeah, I had to pass my house. Meanwhile, the mother would pick up Jennifer from the liquor store, and instead of driving her home, would drive her to her house. Drop her off. You know why? I want to go home. Because going there to pick her up was never going to pick her up.
Sit down and have a cocktail. Pet the inn the chest is in. Say hello. Hello.
And I'd have to sit there. But thank God something good was on TV. They would tape General Hospital and then watch it once I got there. For some reason. Like, because Jennifer would have gotten home and the mother taped the soap opera so Jennifer could watch it.
Yeah.
But they had something else to watch until like 7 o'clock or 7:30 when I got there.
All right, we're going to watch the soap opera. Could you get a box of wine? Get me a scotch.
Oh, my God.
I love that John Black, Stefano Zemira, is a scumbag.
What?
No, nothing.
What's the matter? Why am I being looked at so strangely? Anthony's lawyer checking in. Stop, Anthony. Stop now. Tony!
God damn, you guys are messed up. And I feel your pain. Oof.
I don't feel any pain.
No kidding, you box wine drinking hobo.
But I want
to
go home.
It's like the new Ant. He's starting to...
Oh, yeah, the new Ant.
To blow off steam.
It's therapy.
It is therapy.
Well, I was fine with leaving it alone.
But you're doing, like, soliloquies. I mean, when you get into this, when he gets into this, though, it's like, it's not a conversation. You just sit back and listen until he's done.
Okay, here he goes again.
Right.
He's off and running. But I had completely blocked out the time we were flying from Boston
to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles, right.
At this time, the significant others were still in New York. We were living at my mother-in-law's house.
Correct.
And Opie has to remind me that for a 10-minute drive, we needed a lift to what is called the Logan Shuttle. It's a bus.
We wanted a ride to Logan Airport, which was 45 minutes away.
I can't drive to Logan. I don't like driving all the way to the airport. Don't like it. I want to stay home.
Well, we're begging because we don't know the area yet.
Right. So we don't know nothing of the area.
So she said she'll drop us off at the Logan Shuttle.
The Logan Express is a bus. It'll take you to the airport. It's a few minutes away.
So we all get in the car, and she drives, which later on, after we had lived there a while, we realized where she was taking us was probably a 10-minute drive.
Tops.
You get on a road, you get on another road, and you're there. It took us about 45 minutes to get to this place because I had blocked this out whenever the mother-in-law would take us anywhere.
I can't make left turns. I can't make a left turn, but three rights makes a left. And I always take the side streets. I always take the back roads because I don't like the highways.
Highways, it's Route 9 if you're familiar with Boston.
It's
like Jericho Turnpike on the island.
It's not I can't take lefts. She's afraid.
I'm afraid to make left-hand turns.
Afraid. So we sat there on this Mr. Toad's Wild Ride through the backwoods of suburban Massachusetts. When we realized later on, this is a 10-minute drive. As she's driving us, you know, to the Logan Shuttle because I can't drive to the airport. We almost missed our flight. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I choose not to make left-hand turns.
But even better, remember when you had to go to Annie Marg's? That was the best story that you told at lunch today.
To this day, I couldn't tell you how to get there because it was this maze thing. She should drive for the mob when you're trying to take a prisoner to the camp. You wouldn't even have to blindfold them. I couldn't remember where we were. We'd be driving down these back roads, and you know, I'd be driving in my car. She's in the back seat going, "All right, make a left here. Now turn, make a right." I don't know how to make the left, so we're just going to take the way I take, which is a bunch of right-hand turns. Make a right, make a right, and I'm driving in circles during this way. And later, after living there a while, I realized, again, had to be a five-minute drive. Five-minute drive. It took a half hour.
But the funny part about that story, she wasn't driving, you were driving. She was giving directions with all right turns.
I don't even like being in the car during left-hand turns.
And she finally told you that the reason, she went that way, it was because she doesn't like left-hand
turns.
And
she didn't know how to get there. Dude, she did not know how to get there, telling me how to get there by making left turns, because she never done it. So I'm like, why are we making a right? I know it's got to be this way. Because the town that we were going to is that way.
Well, Anthony, because...
Make a right. Okay, go up, make a right. Now make this right.
Like, three rights. It's a left.
Three rights make a left.
Three rights make a left. Where's my scotch? Get the box of wine.
Unbelievable. Thank you for refreshing my memory. I'm sure you'll come up with a bunch more, Opie. Opie remembers. He takes pleasure in saying, "His aunt, remember the time Judy did this?" I'm like, I blocked it up.
Bill, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I got a guy that works with us that does not make left turns, and he's a service tech. He drives all day long on the island, and when he goes into Manhattan, he's a total nightmare. He just keeps going right and right and right and right to get back.
So he doesn't make lefts either?
No, not at all. He's, like, petrified of it. It's crazy.
Huh.
And when anybody else drives with him, it makes us nuts driving with him.
You'd have to be a goddamn lunatic to make a left-hand turn. I stick to rights because then I only got to look one way. It's a right turn.
Your brother wants in on this. Joe. Hey, Joe.
That kook. And what about the time that we played up at, I forget the name of the place.
Oh, God.
We were playing?
Yeah.
And you had to take the van that we moved the equipment in to take her home.
Dude, that was an I want to go home story. Oh, get this. Rotgut's playing. We live down in New York. We got a gig up in Boston. Kind of exciting and fun for a band. So Judy wants to go.
I want to go and see Rotgut.
So all right, we pile in. She drives with one of her friends, not with us. She gets there. Her friend leaves her there because Judy goes, I want to stay and watch the band. So the friend leaves. End of the night comes. We just get done with the set. I want to hang out. I want to go home. Like, you want to hang with the band? We're having a good time. We're up in Boston. This is kick ass. I want to go home. I go to my brother, Joe. I got to take the van. The equipment's going to be loaded in shortly. Just move the equipment off the stage, and I will be right back. I am just taking Judy home. I know nothing of the area. Judy's going to give me directions on how to get from Boston, the club, to about 20 miles in the suburbs to her house. I was lost, so lost. She's drunk off her ass on the front seat, and I'm looking at my watch going, the band thinks I'm dead, because I got to be dead.
Oh,
the
equipment, we definitely thought you got into some kind of horrible disfiguring accident.
The equipment now is being either locked in the club for the night or moved out into the snow, where the band's got nowhere to load the equipment as I'm driving Judy around. Now the truck's running out of gas. Judy, where's the gas station?
I don't know. I got to go home. I know where there's one in Iceland.
And she's flopping all over the seat. Dude, I was getting so pissed. I started jamming on the brakes just to watch her flop into the footwell. And then like pull her back up on the seat. Go, do you have any idea where we are?
No, this doesn't look familiar.
Finally, get her home. I swear, I just about slowed the van down and pushed her out in front of the house. Got back maybe 2 or 2.5 hours after I left.
It was supposed to be maybe a 45 to 50 minute trip, like an hour tops,
right.
Round trip.
2.5 hours later, I come back to a band that wanted to effing kill me.
It was closer to 3.5 hours.
Yeah, they wanted to kill
sure
me.
I thought for sure you got, you had an accident.
Yeah,
there,
and
sure.
There's Judy, 90 pounds, soaking wet, flopping around the cab of this truck, hammered.
I don't know, what road are we on? Now, here's your mistake. You made a left turn. You made the mistake because you made a left-hand turn.
Yeah, we moved the stuff out into the street that night.
Anthony, what are we going to do about this?
Stay in the seat. Where are we? I have no clue where we are, Judy. You have to look around. Tell me which way to go. We are on Route 9 somewhere in Natick.
Natick? I know a great place for fried clams and steamers right up the road.
Judy, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, I want to go home. I want to go home. Can we stop and get a box of wine?
I swear to God. So when I finally got back, yeah, the guys were fuming pissed. But that right there is an example of I want to go home. I want to go home. Thanks for the reminder, Joe.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Steve, what's going on? It's Eddie W.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, Opie, wasn't there a situation at the mother-in-law's house about a painting or a poster?
Where she took my picture down because...
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Oh, there was the picture of the Demented World cover.
Right.
That's right.
That she had up on the wall. And then when...
proudly displayed.
The marriage went on the fritz. She was like...
I just feel bad that I also have to get rid of Opie. A picture of Opie. Oh, they're together.
So, yeah, she felt kind of bad about that.
Did she like Opie better than you?
Well, she probably does now. I'll tell you that one.
She could have just cut you out of the Demented World picture and kept it hanging.
There you go.
Take care, guys.
All right, Steve.
Thanks for the memories.
Home. Cool.
I want to go home.
All right, why don't we take a break?
Yes.
212-757-1027. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry f***ing Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and f***ing celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hinduist and celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus, Merry Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now is Christmas bonus and all you atheists too. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Hand.
I'm looking for toilet training books.
Everybody poops is still the standard, of course. We've also got the less popular Nobody Poops But You.
See, we're Catholic, so...
Oh, then you want You're a Naughty Child, and that's Concentrated Evil coming out the back of you.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I need to go poopies!
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW. Suburban Driveway, 1700 hours.
Dirk Stryker to the hoop. Bulls up, nothing but net.
Offensive foul, Dad.
In your dreams, Rick.
Grandma said you'd cheat.
I will set Grandma straight tonight.
You're taking her to the movies, right?
Roger that.
Isn't that Grandma up there?
Hello?
Request permission to land, son.
State your intent, ma'am.
Transport you and your wife to movies in case of freeway congestion.
Tickets already secured.
Clarify, sir.
MovieTickets.com, Mom.
Yeah, Dad logged on, watched some trailers.
Pick the movie you'd like. Favorite theater, best time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, tickets accomplished.
We'll zip right to the automated box office.
MovieTickets.com. In that case, I'm out of here.
New rendezvous, 1900 hours sharp.
10-4. And I saw that play, Dirk. You fouled it.
See, Dad?
Now, son, Grandma was a pro wrestler. She knows nothing about basketball.
Uh-huh.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it.
Let's go down to
Okay, this is it, the last week for holiday shopping, and Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works. Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Waiting for a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Stop waiting. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. And the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Planning on getting engaged? Go to Fidelity Diamond of Paramus, New Jersey right now for their multi-million dollar diamond engagement ring sale. Fidelity Diamond works closely with you, the customer, to ensure you get quality and the best price guaranteed. You'll learn why you should never buy a diamond that's already set. At Fidelity, you pick out your diamond loose. Then it's weighed right in front of you and set while you watch. That's the correct way to purchase your diamond engagement ring. There are no gimmicks at Fidelity Diamond. For 20 years, this reputable family-owned business has guaranteed your satisfaction, and owner Tom Colosino wouldn't have it any other way. Take advantage of this tremendous sale going on now through New Year's Eve. Also, get a platinum setting valued at $500 free with your engagement ring purchase. Fidelity Diamond, Route 17 South, Paramus, New Jersey, minutes from all major highways and the GW Bridge. Call 201-261-6555. 201-261-6555.
Trust Fidelity Diamond.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores. The best is getting better at Condemi Motor Company. Right now, Condemi Motor Company is offering great deals. When you purchase your next pre-owned car, truck, van, or SUV, you'll get 0% interest for up to 36 months, a free extended warranty up to 100,000 miles, and a free maintenance contract for up to 3 years or 36,000 miles. Spend $150 or more a month and drive home in one of the best pre-owned vehicles on the market. No hassles, and in most cases, trade-ins are good for the down payment. Just $4 to $5 a day. What a bargain! In this stressful time, Tony Condemi wants to provide an easy way to get you on the road. Remember, 0% interest up to 36 months. Free extended warranty up to 100,000 miles and a free maintenance contract. Also available is the popular short-term purchase starting at $12.95 per day for a minimum of 30 days. That's about 70% off normal car rentals. Now is the time to visit Condemi Motor Company and take advantage of this special promotion. Call Condemi Motor Company at 973-777-2300 for directions. That's 973-777-2300. 973-777-2300. Condemi Motor Company, with you for life, where quality begins and service never ends.
This holiday, give someone's DVD collection a whole new beginning. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. The critics agree it's the best DVD produced today. See and hear Episode 1 like never before. THX digitally mastered for superior sound and picture quality. The DigitalBits.com raves, it's the best Dolby Digital 5.1 sound we've heard on DVD. And that's just the beginning.
Always do.
This two-disc set is loaded with cool features you'll actually want to watch. See seven newly created scenes that DVDReview.com calls true gems. Hear the first-ever feature-length audio commentary from George Lucas. And enjoy an all-new documentary film, The Beginning, that DVDReview.com proclaims as the best behind-the-scenes documentary I've ever seen. This holiday, give someone's DVD player a workout. Star Wars Episode 1, the must-own DVD for any collection. Buy it today. Rated PG for sci-fi action violence.
Hey, Marcia, why so down, clown? And Billy, why so glum, chum?
There are so many of our friends that we haven't gotten presents for.
We have found ourselves in the old cliche of being last-minute shoppers, and why, it doesn't feel good at all.
Have you thought about getting your friends the Heineken Magnum?
The Heineken what?
The Heineken Magnum, a specially designed 3-liter bottle being offered exclusively during the holidays.
Why, it looks like a big bottle of champagne.
Except it's filled with Heineken.
You can drop a couple off at work, and I'll drop one off at my bridge game.
Not to mention that big 2-foot void in our refrigerator.
Heard that, Billy?
We all heard that. The Heineken Magnum. It's big, it's cool looking.
And it's filled with Heineken.
And it makes a wonderful present for all your friends. Get it? Because it's so big, it can please all your friends.
We get it, Marcia. Heineken, it's all about the beer. Imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
We love White Plains.
All your holiday shopping needs, you gotta go to Moe's. Go to any one of the 90 Moe's locations for the best selection of men's, women's, and kids' Adidas footwear. The hottest Adidas styles for basketball, running, cross-training, and more. Not to mention a super selection of Adidas sports slides. And that's not all. Get great Adidas sports gear like headbands, wristbands, duffel bags, and apparel. You'll find an Adidas gift for all your loved ones at Modell's. And, of course, you'll always get the best price with
Modell's low price guarantee. Modell's is your holiday shopping headquarters for Adidas footwear, accessories, and apparel. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-ASK-MODELLS or shop online at Modell's.com.
Gotta go to Modell's.
1027 WNEW, New York.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
How can you learn about your credit? Go to freecreditreport.com.
We used it when we went for our mortgage.
Go to freecreditreport.com when you're applying for a job or financing a new car.
We used it before we went apartment hunting.
Find out how you can get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com.
Something didn't look right to me, so I had it checked out.
Once you try it, you won't want to be without it. FreeCreditReport.com. That's FreeCreditReport.com.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
All right, we're talking about King Gimp. We just saw the automatic door scene. My God.
Paul. He's trying to get through an automatic door, and it opens up, but he can't get through it before it closes again. And he's like up against it and just totally freaking out.
Flailing.
His arms and legs are flailing, his head.
Oh. Rob from Jersey. If he couldn't stay in his chair at the Oscars because he was happy, can you imagine what he would look like rubbing one out? He would be flying around the room with his junk in his hand like a fire hose going full blast with no one holding it.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about the popcorn scene. They're queuing that one up for us, Ant,
where he eats popcorn off the floor.
But it's time to play the King Gimp game, Ant.
Yeah.
Very easy game. We're going to give you a King Gimp quote.
An actual quote lifted from the tape in King Gimp's own voice. And he's actually saying something.
Yes.
We were going to have it where you just had to guess what he said.
Yeah.
But it would be impossible.
It would be impossible.
So we will give you multiple choice.
Correct, Anthony.
Sounds like it's easy, doesn't it?
Yes. And we got some great prizes today. Can we give all this stuff away?
Sure.
Anything we got in the ONA prize bin here?
Yep.
We got Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets, Anthony, to see the Foo Fighters July 14th at the PNC Arts Center. Got tickets to see your buddy Adam Ferrar.
Yes.
At the Toyota Comedy Festival. Stephen Lynch tickets for the Toyota Comedy Festival. Just an ONA prize package, which is basically CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Warped Tour tickets featuring Green Day at Randall's Island, Sunken Meadow, Saturday, July 15th. No, we'll keep that one for another time. And we have some Up and Smoke tickets. Up and Smoke tour tickets featuring Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Ice Cube, and Eminem, July 19th at the Coliseum.
Up and Smoke.
Yo. All right?
Yeah.
So let's play. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris, our first contestant. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you feeling today?
All right.
You all right? Okay, here's the King Gimp clip. Listen closely.
The big
Okay, terrific.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No,
okay, horrific.
That's King Gimp, man.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll give you the multiple choice.
All right, I'll pick C.
No, we'll give you the we'll give you the choices. And why don't you give him the choices then?
I don't have them with me.
All right, I got them here. We were supposed to get two copies of this. That's okay. Is King Gimp saying A, sometimes people laugh at me, but a gimp is who I am? B, most people think gimp means someone with a lame walk, but gimp also means fighting spirit.
Mm.
Or C, anytime I crap myself, I laugh because mom has to clean it up. What is King Gimp saying?
Okay, I'm going to take away my C answer.
Okay.
Did they put subtitles underneath that? That's what they did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
No, we figured it out. What, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can you give me A and B again real quick?
A, sometimes people laugh at me, but a gimp is who I am. Or B, most people think gimp means someone with a lame walk, but gimp also means fighting spirit.
Whew.
We need an answer, Chris.
B.
B?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
We got a winner!
Yeah!
Now, would you like to see if that's indeed what he said?
Yeah, let's listen.
Listen closely. What did he say?
This says, most people think Gimp means someone with a lame walk, but Gimp also means a fighting spirit. King Gimp, everyone.
From the beginning.
I heard some words in there. You can make out a couple of the words.
Yeah. Well, congrats.
All right, Chris, you won. Hold on the line, all right?
All right, cool.
Stinky's going to give you a nice prize there.
Thanks.
Right, maybe this is very easy.
Yeah, well, line one, Chris has won the King Gimp game. We'll move right on to John here. John, you want to play King Gimp?
Yeah, I want to play King Gimp.
All right, where are you calling from?
Clifton, New Jersey.
All right, very good. You got to pay attention, okay?
All right.
Do we get the choices out? No, we get the clip out first?
Yes, clip first.
All right, here's the clip. Listen closely.
All right.
All right.
What?
What the hell was that?
He said that while putting on a shirt, just to help you out a little bit, okay?
All right.
Did King Gimp say, A, that bitch needs a slap, B, I think my hip just snapped, sorry, and C, another day of crap?
I think it's C.
Another day of crap?
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, these multiple choice questions are ridiculous.
What?
I knew
I
could go over the top.
I got it right?
Yeah, let's listen again.
Another day of crap.
Rick, you're making it too easy. It's like, well, that's all right.
Let me
see. Who cares? John, you got a prize. Hold on the line, all right?
All right.
I got this twice now. I need one and two or something.
Which one you got? You need three and four.
Oh, okay. I got that now.
And you need all the clips, okay?
Let me see something.
You want to make sure it's a little harder?
It's getting better. Don't worry.
It's getting better?
Yeah.
What?
Just shut up, man.
I kind of laughed at the last one. I think my hip snapped.
I'd be willing to bet on Gimp 3.
Yeah.
That the guy will obviously get this.
All right.
I'll bet $20 right now.
We're not cheap with our prizes. It's okay.
I mean, you can make it a little harder.
All right, Rick. Make it a little harder, all right?
A little harder.
All right. We're easing into the game slowly, Anthony.
Easing slowly.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
You want to play the King?
James, you win.
Do you want to play the King Gimp game? We have plenty of stuff to give away.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'll play.
All right, where are you calling from?
East Northport.
Are you enjoying the King Gimp game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Even better watching it.
All right, we're going to play the clip. Listen closely.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Okay, whoa.
That's actual audio from King Gimp that was on HBO last night.
I don't remember.
Don't worry, we'll give you the you the multiple choice. You have to figure out what King Gimp is saying, all right?
All right.
Did King Gimp say, A,
They wanted to kill me when I was born, but I was bouncing so much the doctor couldn't catch me. B.
They want. Oh my God.
I got something in my throat. B. They wanted my mother to put me in an institution, but she would never give me up. Or C. Did King Gimp say, my father didn't want me, so he moved to L.A. and married a stripper?
B.
Of course it's freaking B. Oh, my God. I would have bet $1,000 that you would have gotten it. You would have had to been King Gimp to miss that one.
All right, let's play the clip. Of course, he said... Of course, he said
they wanted to kill me when I was born, but I was bouncing so much the doctors couldn't catch me.
That's not what he said, Ed. He said they wanted my mother to put me in an institution, but she would never give me up. Here it is. One more touch.
Oh, I heard institution there. Yes.
Very good. James, you got a good ear for this.
Thanks. The best quote is still to come, though, guys.
I know.
You're kidding.
All right. We got a prize for you. Hold on the line, okay?
All right, thanks.
Stinky and Spaz will take care of you, so hold on.
All right.
Our own King Gimp, Spaz.
Yeah, Spaz looks like King Gimp. If he would grow that beard, dye it black, he is King Gimp. All right. We're going to move on to question number four here. Okay. Andrew.
Yo, what's up, guys?
You want to play King Gimp?
Hell yeah.
Now, this one's a little tougher. I got to give Rick that much.
All right, this one's tough?
A little tough.
All right, Andrew, listen closely.
All right.
All right, here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry.
Like you have to pick which one. You're going to play the same one over and over.
I know.
They're all the same.
All right, here's the one you have to listen to. Here we go.
No. I understand. I was in the taxi and she inside of the big plane.
It's a little joke.
I have no clue, guys.
Well, we got to give you multiple choice.
Yes, Andrew. Here we go. Did King Gimp say, A, no one could understand that I was an intelligent person inside of this body? B, everyone can laugh all they want. I am smart and have a hot body. C, nobody understands that I am not crazy. I am King Gimp.
A?
Oh, wow, another winner.
Yeah.
No one has lost this game yet. I'm amazed. You guys could... read King Gimp.
We have a lot in common.
You guys speak King Gimp, I'd say.
Okay. Tim checking in. Tell Rick he's an a-hole. Those answers are too easy.
All right, Andrew, hold on the line. You got a prize, too, coming to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Later.
All right, line four. Andrew has won the King Gimp game, Anthony. You want to continue?
Yeah, first of all, I got these the new answers here.
Yeah.
But he hasn't written down which are the real ones.
Right.
But without even hearing the clip, I want to slowly read through and see if I could guess which ones Rick wrote.
Okay.
Listen
to the clip.
Are you insane?
He's making me laugh today. I got it.
Okay. All right.
He's definitely making...
I'm saying before he even saw this one.
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good, Anthony. Debbie, you want to play the King Gimp game?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Merrick.
We might as well just give everyone the prizes today.
I know.
All right, Merrick. All right, listen to the King Gimp quote and tell us what he's saying, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey.
Sure, that's not audio of our own spaz.
Groping on Erica. Something.
That sounds like the week in review.
Yeah.
Oh my.
All right, let's see how good you are at.
I'll be the first person to lose, I'm sure.
Did King Gimp say A, she is a beautiful girl who I would love to sleep with, but I don't think she likes me that way? B, she has changed for the better because she isn't as uptight as she used to be? Or C, this chick is such a hot piece of ass, I would love to TF her, but I'd probably take her eye out?
I'll go with B.
Of course it's B. God damn, Rick. Unbelievable.
Are we running out of prizes, Ben? Are we running out of prizes?
This is good stuff. Unbelievable.
We're giving out everything. It took us months to get these prizes, and we're giving them away because of a stupid game. All right, well, hold back some of the stuff. I'll only give them like three choices or something, all right? All right, Debbie, hold on the line.
What? Okay.
I just read six. What, Ant? What's wrong? I thought you were making it tougher, Rick.
Well, the six is a little rougher.
All right. EJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Listen to the quote.
What?
We're all going
I was trying to follow line by line, and I couldn't. Are any of these right?
Yeah. All right. Come on. Of course.
Oh.
All right, EJ.
Oh.
Don't be the first to lose.
Okay, let's see what you got for me.
Did King Gimp say, A, sometimes when I'm alone I cry because I'm not able to be normal, but what can I do? B, sometimes it does get lonely, but I don't really think about it much. Or C, someday I will be able to have a family of retards of my own that I can make fun of, too.
God, we're all going to hell.
Jesus, Rick.
I'm going to guess B on this one.
You're going to guess B?
Yes.
We have another winner, it looks like. Now I just want to play to see
A and B were both pretty good answers, though.
Yes.
At least it wasn't dead giveaway, right. Like TFing right. Her and poking her eye out.
Yeah, that's great. The humor of Rick. We're enjoying the humor of Rick today.
Comedy style of Rick.
Of Rick, our producer. All right, EJ, hold on the line.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You have won the King Gimp game, too.
Awesome.
Ron playing along at home on the instant feedback. No, he didn't say, conductor, when do we reach Sloatsburg? Matt, why don't you have the callers try to guess just one word that the Gimp is saying? Without multiple choices. John from Hoboken, love your show, listen religiously every day, but I have to say the King Gimp segment is truly tasteless and not funny. Making fun of someone because of his medical condition they have no control over is completely heartless. King Gimp has done an amazing job of leading a rather normal life, given his severe medical condition. It's not funny. Wow.
Anyway, back to the King Gimp game.
Yeah.
One hour.
Come on.
I dare you to turn off the radio. I think King Gimp's saying Jew down. That's racist. Ben Stein, Vernon, New Jersey. All right, Ant. Let's see if we can keep the record alive here. Six out of six people have won the King Gimp game.
What's easier to understand? King Gimp or a dice when he calls in? I think King Gimp makes more sense. I'm over here now.
Yeah. All right, we have the next King Gimp clip, Anthony.
Okay.
Whoops, I'm sorry. That's not the King Gimp. Wait, here we go. King Gimp, everyone.
Torture! It's torture! Come on, be serious. I have it.
Here it is. You got it, Ant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on!
No, I believe I have the next King Gimp quote, Anthony.
Boogaloogaloo, I'm over here now.
You must be mistaken, because I obviously have it over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, coming.
All right, Ann, stop fooling around. We got people that want to play the King Gimp game.
Yes.
All right, here's the next quote. Let us know what King Gimp is saying.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
How did I get in there? All right.
Okay.
All right.
Come on now.
Have we run out of clips?
I don't know.
I think so.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones and play the King Gimp game.
Okay. Here's the next clip.
Can we see your stuff?
Easy.
Hey, Russ.
What's up, O&A?
What's up? You having fun listening to the King Gimp game today?
Bro, I almost got in a full car crash.
All right, cool. All right, don't be the first one to lose the King Gimp game.
Yeah, my luck, I probably will.
All right, listen closely to the following quote from King Gimp that was on HBO last night. And you just have to tell us what King Gimp is saying here. Here it is.
I am fed.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Okay, horrific. All right, Russ, is King Gimp saying A, I had two people try and take advantage of me, but I have some friends who said F that S. B, I had two professors that wouldn't even speak to me. I was thinking F this S. C, if the two professors tried to use me as a science experiment again, I was going to bust a cap in their ass. F that S. Or D, we're adding even more answers to make it a little tougher, Anthony. If those two professors had their way, I would not have been allowed in school. F that S. Russ, what did King Gimp say?
I'm going to go with A, guys.
A?
Yeah.
No, you are our first loser, Russ. King Gimp did not say, I had two people try and take advantage of me, but I have some friends who said F that S. What King Gimp was saying is, I had two professors that wouldn't even speak to me. I was thinking, F this S. Here it is. Wow, we just had a Kim Kirsten on our radio show. I had no idea when we first played that clip.
Yeah.
The only word you can recognize is the S word of that. Light FM checking in, Anthony. Hello, we would be interested in hiring King Gimp for our next Light FM commercial and possibly DJing for us as well.
Instead of a Valerie Smaldone, you could have King Gimp on Light FM.
Let me tell you something.
No talk.
No, you have him talk. Let me tell you something. You want ratings. You hire King Gimp to do a show opposite us. We would listen.
Imagine that.
We would blow off our show to listen to that every day.
A talk show? Or what? Music? Would he be a music jock?
No, a music jock. So he talks a couple times now. All right, Ant, we have one more contestant for King Gimp.
Yeah.
Thank God. All right. Ben from Suffering, New York. I guess John the Dump Guy doesn't know King Gimpish either.
No. Thank God.
Wayne from Tarrytown. This is not actually King Gimp. Who is it? A, Tom Brokenjaw. B, Spaz. C, Christopher Reeves. Or D, Bob Hope? All right. Dennis! Dennis, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
You want to play the King Gimp game? Of course you do.
Absolutely.
And you've been having fun checking this game out today?
Yeah, I think the Knicks found a new center.
Yeah, all right. All right, listen to the King Gimp quote. And tell us what King Gimp is saying. Very easy. Here we go. Ooh. What? Why are you laughing? It's very obvious what he said.
What was that?
Was that Spaz's salutatorian speech?
All right. Dennis, here we go. Did King Gimp say, A, everyone loves a person who fights to preserve, but only I am the Gimp? Everyone loves a person who fights to persevere, but only I am the Gimp. B, everyone has a handicap, but the way they deal with it is how you win. C, everyone has a handicap, but only a few are the Gimp. Or D, everyone has a handicap, but Jesus Christ, I'm really effed up. This blows. Someone please, I gotta get laid.
I gotta say D, just for the hell of it.
What the hell, we'll give you a prize.
Oh, we don't care.
We don't care. Dennis, you lost, but you won.
All right, cool.
King Gimp said, everyone has a handicap, but only a few are true Gimps.
All right. You sure that wasn't Patrick Ewing in between the third and fourth quarter the other night?
Well, Dennis, you're a winner, too. What the hell?
Alrighty.
All right, hold on the line, and thanks for playing the King Gimp game.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
John checking in. I think King Gimp said, yo, B, I didn't steal no Coronas.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so do skin grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
Something strange is happening here.
There's something wrong with us.
How do we play What's in My Pants?
Something very, very wrong with us.
What's a little contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Guess what's in teen's pants?
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York, with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
Oh, Anthony, Maximus Day Spa is back advertising with us.
That's right, Maximus Day Spa, now open in Soho, loved by the New York Times and W Magazine. 3 locations, Merrick, Westbury, and their new ultra-hip Day Spa in Soho. Guys, this is the gift she wants. Maximus is the best for years. Tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy and signature water journey with a head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage, rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy shower. A Vichy shower. And their magical cascading stream waterfall. Their therapeutic full-body massage, so relaxing. Give her what she wants. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount that she can pick up at the location and service she wants. It's not too late. Call Maximus now. Toll-free, 866-SPA-SALON. Not 800, but 866 SPA, SALON. Or log on with one word to MaximusSpaSalon.com.
So, here we are, counting down to the last few shopping days. And if you're like everyone else, you're probably also counting down to the last few bucks in your wallet. Well, be of good cheer, because you don't have to spend a fortune to get something great at the Wiz. So they want a DVD CD player? We've got a stylish Sony with Dolby Digital and DTS outputs for just $179.99. Or how about a 2.4 giga range Panasonic cordless phone with caller ID for just $129.99? And who wouldn't love a Sony portable CD Walkman with AM/FM tuner? It's just $69.99 at the Wiz. Best of all, while the holidays are nearly upon you, the holiday bills don't have to be. Use the Wiz card for interest-free financing through March of 2003 on purchases of $299 and up. And take advantage of the Wiz's great holiday return policy, which gives you until January 25th to make a return. See store for details. And remember, for service, selection, and price, nobody beats the Wiz.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Okay, this is it. The last week for holiday shopping. And Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works. Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob's.
The maroon bath mat with matching fuzzy bathroom seat cover and trash can. The macrame toaster cozy. A macrame toaster cozy with matching booties.
At Optimum Online, we're committed to helping you choose the perfect gift for your family this year.
The singing reindeer slippers, soap on a rope.
That's why we're offering a high-speed cable modem for just $50 when you sign up for a one-year agreement only at The Wiz. That's $149 off the regular price.
The Coconut Monkey Ashtray.
And with Optimum Online, you can download music, visit relatives online, and do anything your heart desires. Up to 100 times faster than a dial-up service, and up to 4 times faster than DSL. So treat yourself to Optimum Online, because you'll still probably end up with a few gifts that aren't quite so perfect.
A holiday sweatshirt with a glittery bear on the front.
Optimum Online. It's the best gift in town. Restrictions and ETF may apply.
A quaint suburban restaurant, 1900 hours.
That rhubarb pie looks great. What do you think, Kate?
Peach cobbler for me, Dirk.
Hey, guys, shouldn't we get the check?
Yeah, we'll never make the movie. Whipped cream, Dirk.
Why not?
How can you guys stuff your face?
Yeah, and what if we can't get right in?
People, people, people. You're with the Strikers.
Did you forget?
Don't tell me. Your son's an usher, huh?
MovieTickets.com.
MovieTickets.com?
We simply logged on, checked out some movie trailers, picked the movie we wanted to see.
Found our favorite theater. Most convenient time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, we bought our tickets.
And they'll be waiting for us, right?
Roger! We can zip to the automated box office. ABO for short.
So, fella, I suggest you keep your wallet in your pants, your boots glued to the floor, and we all have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, because the Strikers will walk right in.
You got that right, Missy. Pass the decaf.
I'll have a piece of pie.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it. Now featuring at-home ticket printing for select locations.
Now, anyone who's ever been on a blind date should get on their knees and thank the Amsterdam imported goodness of Amstel Light right now. Amstel Light is a light beer that actually tastes like beer. And when you're on a blind date, you tell the bartender two Amstel Lights, please. Well, you're automatically sending a message to your mysterious other for the night. You're saying, I'm a classy person with good taste in beer, and I am worth getting to know. And whether you're drop-dead gorgeous or as homely as an old tire running over a puddle of bubble gum, an Amstel Light will accessorize you fantastically with its great taste and full body. And don't think that doing all that while still being a member of the light beer family isn't sending the right message, because it is. Why, even as I hold this Amstel Light in my hand, I have a strong urge to ask myself for my own number. Now, if that's not the mark of a great light beer, then what is? Always satisfying, never watered down. Amstel Light, the beer drinker's light beer. Imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
When is it better to give and receive? When you give that car or truck you no longer need to the American Lung Association and receive a tax deduction. We'll pick up most cars fast and free. Call 1-800-577-LUNG or go to DonateYourCar.com on the web. 1-800-577-LUNG fights lung disease locally. 90 cents of every dollar stays in your state. And your gift makes you eligible for a tax deduction. 1-800-577-LUNG. Because when you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
OP and for me, 1027 WNEW.
All right, we're hanging with Jim Brewer today.
Okay, Scott. We're ready to go here.
Joe, what's up?
What's happening, guys?
We're hanging with Brewer. He's making us laugh.
Yeah, he's awesome. Awesome. I'm a huge fan. I actually started listening to you guys in November of 99, and I'm just totally hooked. You guys are absolutely awesome.
All right, Jim,
you totally rock too, man. There's a story I heard you tell that is absolutely awesome. I was hoping you could share with us again. I think you used to work like at Sears or something.
The bomb threat?
You got it, man. Talk to me.
Talk to me. What happened was I was 17, 18. First of all, you're 17, 18. I'm working at Sears in Valley Stream.
Long Island boy.
And I worked with this hardcore stoner. And we would take like 40, we'd do tag team 45-minute breaks. I'd come in like, my turn. I'd leave for 45 minutes, talk to like the ice cream shakes. Well, your boobies grew a lot this summer, huh? So anyway, you know, I'd call up. There was this fat dude in toys, Scott something. Every day I'd bust his balls. I'd call like, hi, I read in the paper there's a sale. Can you go in the back and check if the Spalding balls are there? And I'd watch this fat dude go in the back. And
I don't want any damn rain checks, do you understand me? Because I've been in there three times. And if I come in with a rain check, I'm stomping a mud hole in your pooper. All right, fatso?
And he's like, bro, this is you. That's right, you call me fat, so it's going to you. How don't you know I'm fat? So anyway, so we'd have fun, right? So one day, this guy's very serious. Had to have been about almost 40 years old. And he comes walking, and he's the only one. You know, when you work at Sears, they tell you, you must wear appropriate clothing. And so, you know, we'd wear, like, black jeans. And a Chess King shirt, $3 for $99. Remember you had the one purple suit?
You are from Chess Long Island,
King,
man.
$99. You had the one Chess King with the black, it looks leather tie.
$99, faggy. Those dudes in appliances pay for real stuff.
$99, I got three of them.
Anyway, so this guy bought one of his real suits from like Stearns or whatever. Loser place.
Oh, do we? Okay.
That doesn't matter. Like we care. Go ahead.
Wallets. So he goes in, and he walks into hardware, and we had a big rivalry because I was in the paint department. And paint was next to hardware, and we never crossed. It was like Rosedale Valley Stream. You guys stay on that side. We'll stay here. It'll be no trouble. Hardware fairies. And we played it seriously. So anyway, this dude comes walking. I'm looking at him. And it's me and the stoner guy, and I go. And he comes back from hardware, and he goes, yo, that guy in hardware is really serious. He just yelled at me for hanging out. I went, really? What do you mean yelled at? He's like, yeah, he's very serious. He's a dick. So I go, all right. So I call up. And at the time, it was, I think it was 1985 or 84. Do you remember when we had that big thing going on with Libya?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
Gaddafi and all that.
Yeah. Gaddafi shot six missiles.
Go ahead. I bombed him. After that, I hit his tent. And
yes.
Killed his daughter. And on the way, we bombed the goddamn French for not letting us use their airspace.
Dude, you remember?
Now, instead of launching missiles, I have to wake up next to a big-headed Nancy Mardi Gras float-head-looking Pez dispenser. Goddamn. Finger on the button one day, in a little rascal crapping my diapers the next. What happened?
Dude, are you guys a Kinison fan?
Oh, yeah.
You're a Kinison ethnic bomb. Bombed Libya. He goes, so we bombed Libya. He goes,
that's pretty good.
And he goes, but we made one mistake. We accidentally bombed the French embassy. And he goes, bub, 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 bub. Shoot. And he goes, oh, well, I guess it must have been all those flying arrows you had last week. Build a new house, you ass.
Where do you keep the little girl?
Dude. So anyway,
Gaddafi, right. 84.
Yeah.
Okay.
What started that whole thing was Gaddafi shot six Libyan missiles at a U.S. plane. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Anyway, where do you remember? That's the history of the story. In case we need some history backup story. Those of you SNL people, everything SNL is like, what's the backstory? Who cares? It's 3 minutes.
The backstory.
All right, the goat was invented. I don't know. It's just a guy that walks. He goes, what is so... Cheeseburger. Oh, yeah, the guy grew up in Mexico. Yeah, that sketch would have never worked without the backup story. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Let's get a backup story here. So, I get on the phone, and I swear to God, I get on, and I go, hello, this is Muammar Gaddafi. Okay?
Calling personally,
I swear to God, Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi. You know, the stoner's behind me, go,
he's totally listening.
Yes. This is Muammar Gaddafi, and I have just sent six Libyan missiles to hit your hardware department in Sears Valley Stream, you ugly, wood-loving bastard. I hate the tools are for faggots. I am Muammar Gaddafi. The missiles will hit your department. You must run, you hardware faggot. Paint department rules. Sears Valley Stream. Now, I swear to God, me and my friend...
This can't be real.
Walked, I swear to God.
I'm ready for this guy.
Matter of fact, the guy I was working with, I just worked in Miami.
Yeah.
And this kid I went to school with, Scott, I used to get all the high school kids, you got to come to Sears, man. you charge a freaking brush for $8, you walk out with a paint machine. Don't tell anyone. Yeah, Sears is what I always had to show. It's my father's birthday. Dude, can you hook me up, man? You know, can you ring a little paintbrush up? You know, put the little sticker on. Yeah, all right, go ahead. Help this customer. I'll wait here. So now, we're laughing our asses off. Me and this kid, Scott, we walk out of the room. We go into the Sears break room. I'm cracking up. I'm like, God, what a dick that guy is.
Thank you, Bobby.
He's sitting, and I could see him writing everything down. He's like, he asked me 3 times, who is this? I said, Muammar Gaddafi. Can you say it again? I'm like, is this guy retarded? Muammar Gaddafi. So we leave. I swear to God, come walking back in, and there's like nobody around.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm looking around, and all of a sudden, you know the fake security guys?
Rent-a-cops, yeah.
Yeah, they're rent-a-cops.
Yeah. Mall security guys.
Yeah, yeah, they always have the little paper bags. They're like the wannabe undercover guys. So he comes walking out from the back, and he goes, Brewer, and this guy hated me. He hated me. He was so into it, I'd always go, nice head. What's in the bag?
Blow my cover.
Yeah, you give me that look. I'll take you down, Brewer. So, guy comes out.
Serious security, goddammit.
I'm undercover.
Undercover,
right,
serious
Anthony,
security.
Is the big difference.
Serious undercover.
I am undercover.
We got a 321 near the screwdrivers, a 321. Please, I need backup.
Where the hell is the pretzel place? They said, next thing you know, I'm here in Sears. I don't know where the hell I'm at here. Oh.
So I come out, there's nobody there. I'm looking around, and all of a sudden, this undercover guy comes out and he goes, Brew, what are you doing? You got to get out of the building. We all got to get out of the building. There's been a bomb call in. And like a dick, I thought he was screwing with me, and I went, what are you talking about? There's no bomb threat. He goes, the guy from Hardware, Jerry, the new guy in Hardware, some guy he couldn't understand called. And I went,
oh, my God.
I go, no, what is he, a dick? That was me.
You cop to it right there.
I totally cop to it. And his face.
We got suspect in custody.
Guys, I am not lying. His face went from, I hope you're lying to me, because, you know, the fire department, the police are on the way. This is like serious stuff. Okay, here's what happened, all right? Listen to you guys, okay? They talked me down from that thing.
Brewer, please, come out. It's okay, we got your mom here. We're going to talk you out of here.
No, because I know. You're going to arrest me, man.
We understand. No one's going to hurt you. We understand it was a joke. You're a comedian or something. All right, everybody. Drop the pink hands, guys. Drop the pink hands. We're going to go with plan B.
Listen. Here's what happened, okay? First of all,
tell us the location of Muammar Gaddafi. Your counterpart.
There's no Muammar Gaddafi, dick. Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes Muammar Gaddafi. He's coming to Valley Stream. And he's coming to Sears Valley Stream. And he wants to bomb Hardware. Are you guys all dicks or
all right,
not?
You heard it. That's
nice
a confession, guys.
Heads. Nice.
So what the hell happened, man?
So what happens, I got down there. Thank God the cops didn't come yet. And I have one of them PBA cards.
Yeah, those were.
Here's what happened.
For bomb threat.
Hey, look, I'm with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I called in a bomb threat, but here's my PBA card.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah, I shot a guy down the road, but look, I got the plastic.
It might work if you run a red light, but I don't know about
listen, guys, right? We're cool, so back off.
Right. I hear OJ handed them one of those. Hey, it's okay. I got a PBA card from the last time the police were here when I was beating her.
His card's got all blood on it. Nah, it's so cool, man. I'm with you, baby.
Blood-soaked PBA card. See, I know I got friends in on the phone. They're on the job.
Bloody PBA card.
Yo, Ronnie Lott, show me yours. Show me yours. So what happened was, eventually, and true story, the guys, I had to meet with the district president of Sears. And how it really went down was, I went in there, and I met with this guy, and I come walking in, and he's behind his, he's behind his table. And I go walking in there, and I go, listen.
Yeah.
I go, I'm very sorry. I first of all, I straightened out all the paint cans. I did all I put all the little yellow for sale signs up. All the Easy Living paints were in order.
Easy Living. Satin coats.
Satin
fat. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I can't tell you how many houses I've ruined. People come in and be like, listen, I'm redoing my exterior. No matter what, I don't say.
Well, then you want to go with satin flat.
It doesn't matter, right? Well, obviously you're going to need the satin flat.
And then guys are coming like, man, crap came peeling off.
What? Well, did you prime it?
What do I prime it with? Well, the satin flat.
The satin flat. You got to do four coats. So I'll give you a new one. You're on need receipt. Get out of here.
That's classic. Like you cared, you know?
Oh, man. I can't even tell you how much I didn't care.
Got to take a break. We are so late. We are so late. Jim Brewer making us all laugh today. Our phone number, 212-757-1027. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Jason, are you ready to play Hi Mom, I'm in Jail?
Yeah.
You got a good story?
Yeah.
What are you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her I had marijuana and I got caught by the cops.
Will that piss her off?
Yep.
All right, let's give her a shot.
Drugs.
Hello?
Mom?
What?
I screwed up.
What?
I'm in jail.
Why?
Possession of marijuana.
You're kidding.
I don't know who to call. Should I call Uncle Mark? That's my one phone call. Should I call Uncle Mark or something?
I'll, you. If this is your one phone call, I'll have to call him. What do you need?
I don't know.
Call is being monitored, ma'am, by the police department.
Okay. What does he need to what does he need to do?
The judge came in and set bail at $10,000. It's a very serious offense. He was
$10,000.
Well, if it was a joint or two, it'd be one thing. He was caught with 12 kilos in his trunk. They obviously trying to deal. So he's being arraigned as a dealer and not as a user.
Okay. Okay. When is all this, and when did? Where are you? Where is he, and where can I come see him?
I'm in at the jail.
We're going to bring him to one of the city jails.
Okay, how can I get directions to get there? Can I get there, talk to him, tell me what I need to do?
What should I do, like a lawyer?
Yeah, you need a lawyer?
Well, he's been crying like a girl, too.
Well, I got to get to the bottom of this. He's a very good person.
I've heard that before. It's that more of that bad parenting. I've seen this before with these kids. They're running around the streets like wild. And now they're selling drugs? Did you know your son was doing this?
No.
Not to mention with the being found with the prostitute in the car? That's what is that all about? Don't
okay,
even deny it, son.
Okay, please.
He's already given a full confession before he even talked to a lawyer, which just shows how smart he is.
Okay,
son, Sonny.
I didn't know what to do.
Okay, officer.
Yes, ma'am.
Please help me, okay? I'm 3 hours away. Please give me directions of how to get there and where you are, and I will be there.
Well, by that time, he's going to be transported out of here. I'm not sure where they're taking him, but I'm sure which jail we do take him to, they're going to like him real, real good there tonight, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
He's pretty good looking. Yeah, he better not drop that soap, if you know what I mean.
Please,
I think Bubba's going to like him in the shower room, if you know what I mean, ma'am.
Listen, officer.
Yes, ma'am. You're a good family, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it before, miss. I've heard it before.
Okay, you've heard it before. But
all right.
He's had enough.
I can't let this
he's
go
had
anymore.
Enough. He's had enough.
Bob, you're on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom?
He couldn't take it anymore.
Mom?
What?
You're on the radio.
Huh?
It's a joke.
Oh, Jason.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Well, he is a good kid, but he's written out of the will.
You know what we do here?
Absolutely nothing.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. You'll be an Anthony show.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
Hey guys, how would you like to have dozens of naked women dancing around your living room? Oh, you like the idea. Well, face it, you can't. But the next best thing is Stiletto and Nanuet, the new Stiletto in Manhattan, and Stiletto in Carlstadt, New Jersey, where the ladies wear nothing but a smile.
At Stiletto, the ladies are wearing nothing at all. 7 days a week, it's 18 and over to party with the most beautiful women you've ever laid eyes on. Live your fantasy at Stiletto, where the ladies are wearing nothing but a smile. Stiletto, voted the number one lap dance in the Northeast. Stiletto, perfect for bachelor parties. For info or directions to any of Stiletto's three area locations, call 1-800-775-LACE. 1-800-775-LACE. Or log on to laceclubs.com. At Stiletto, the ladies wear nothing at all. Stiletto on Route 59 in Anuet. Stiletto on Patterson Plank Road in Carlstadt, New Jersey. The newest Stiletto, 8th Avenue at 43rd in Manhattan. All major credit cards accepted.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right? Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
I know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the stack or two. It's going to help you lose weight, stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in stack or two. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. Now, stack or two curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds? Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that stacker, Stacker 2.
Now at Blockbuster, buy any two previously viewed movies and get a third one absolutely free. That's three movies for the price of two. Offer good through December 24th at participating stores.
As we speak, two huge XM satellites are in orbit over America, and the way people listen to radio has changed forever.
It's great being able to listen to what I want to listen to without having to search around for it or losing channels, you know, going down the road.
It's almost like listening to higher resolution of sound.
100 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk from coast to coast. So whether you're into hip-hop or bebop, news or blues, rock stars or stock cars, you'll hear more, know more, and go deeper than you ever did before.
What I'm hooked on right now is Bluesville. They have a wide variety of things I've never heard before. I can drive all the way to New York, never have to change the channel.
It's easy to add XM to any existing car stereo, starting as low as $300. Visit your local electronics store for a demonstration. Learn more at XMRadio.com.
It is absolutely fabulous.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, XM. Radio to the power of X. Price may vary by model and retailer. Some models require additional installation fee. Antenna and subscription also required.
Time is running out to get this timely satellite TV offer. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. But hurry, because the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Hey, it's those two guys from 7-Eleven, and special guest, Santa Claus.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mr. Claus, what's your secret?
Getting ahead, you know, making a list, etc.
Right now, you can get ahead with AT&T free-to-go wireless at 7-Eleven.
Really?
Comes with a sweet Nokia 5165 phone.
Yeah?
And $50 of airtime, all for just $89.99. And with the mail-in offer, you can get a free $50 gift card good at select retailers.
Really?
So it's kind of like getting the phone and airtime for just $39.99. And that phone has great features like caller ID, voicemail, and domestic long distance. No annual contracts, no credit checks, or monthly bills.
Really?
Right now, when you buy at least $5 of merchandise or 10 gallons of gasoline at 7-Eleven, you can get a coupon book with offers from AT&T Wireless and others, plus a chance to win instant prizes.
Thank heaven.
Limited time offer where supplies last at participating stores. Other restrictions apply. See coupon book, brochure, and gift card offer for details, terms, and conditions. Void where prohibited.
Oh, Anthony, Maximus Day Spa is back advertising with us.
That's right, Maximus Day Spa, now open in Soho, loved by the New York Times and W Magazine. Three locations, Merrick, Westbury, and their new ultra-hip day spa in Soho. Guys, this is the gift she wants. Maximus is the best. For years, tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy and signature water journey with a head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage.
rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy Shower. A Vichy Shower. And their magical cascading stream waterfall. Their therapeutic full body massage. So relaxing. Give her what she wants. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount that she can pick up at the location and service she wants. It's not too late. Call Maximus now. Toll free. 866 Spa Salon. Not 800, but 866 Spa SALON. Or log on with one word to MaximusSpaSalon.com.
This holiday, give someone's DVD collection a whole new beginning. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. The critics agree it's the best DVD produced today. See and hear Episode 1 like never before. THX digitally mastered for superior sound and picture quality. TheDigitalBits.com raves, it's the best Dolby Digital 5.1 sound we've heard on DVD. And that's just the beginning.
Always do.
This two-disc set is loaded with cool features you'll actually want to watch. See seven newly created scenes that DVDReview.com calls true gems. Hear the first-ever feature-length audio commentary from George Lucas. And enjoy an all-new documentary film, The Beginning, that DVDReview.com proclaims as the best behind-the-scenes documentary I've ever seen. This holiday, give someone's DVD player a workout. Star Wars Episode 1, the must-own DVD for any collection. Buy it today. Rated PG for sci-fi action violence.
Ah, the holidays. A time to express your love to your friends and your family. And what better way to show them that you really care than by giving them the gift of Heineken. Imagine what your best friend will say.
Heineken? Man, you are my best friend.
What your boss will say.
Johnson, thanks for the Heineken. This holiday season, I'm giving you a corner office and a ridiculous raise.
Imagine the joy of delight from your parents.
You're the best son a parent could wish for.
Heineken, it's the perfect gift for the towel guy at the gym.
Thanks for the Heineken. Here's a towel, fresh out of the dryer.
Or the mailman.
Thanks for the Heineken. Oh, look, this lingerie catalog got mixed in with your mail. Whoops.
Or your girlfriend.
Oh, diamond earrings. Honey, these are beautiful. Oh, look, they're resting on a case of Heineken. Oh, baby, you really do care.
So, get your friends and family something you know they'll love this holiday season. Get them Heineken. It's all about the beer. Happy holidays from all of us at Heineken. Imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
What's up, y'all? This is Red Man right here.
This is Method Man.
Holla!
And in honor of our upcoming new movie, How High, in theaters this holiday season, we're going to give you our version of a holiday favorite. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a full scholarship to Harvard University.
Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two...
We're virgins. Yeah, both of us.
And a full scholarship to Harvard University.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
three sucker roommates.
You equals? I far equals.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I can't remember the rest.
And just skip it.
How high? Soundtrack on Jeff Jam UMD soundtracks. We launch a pervasive produce and language and for sexual dialogue. Under 17, not admitted without parent. America Online keyword, how high? Now playing at theaters everywhere.
1027 WNEW, New York.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
John Madden here, and I love unwrapping Christmas boxes, especially when I know there's a gift in there from Rochester Big and Tall. And so will that big or tall guy on your gift list. Whether you want to get him a sweater, a shirt, or a jacket, the helpful staff at Rochester will make it easy to make the perfect gift selection, with stores all across the country and a great selection of top name brands.
That's right, John. And now with the kickoff of our store-wide winter sale, you can save up to 50% on your purchases.
Happy holidays from John Madden and Rochester Big and Tall.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
All right, I do believe we're ready, Anthony. Adam Ferrara in the studio.
I'm not ready.
K. Marco in the studio.
Hey!
We're going to give him about 15 or 20 minutes of radio time to do whatever the hell he wants. We do this right. From time to time. These shows are quite successful because they're so goddamn annoying. But Marco, very well prepared for his little 20 minutes of radio.
He's very organized and tidy.
Well, I really tried to pitch my ideas in my column last week, and sounds like you caught my pitch.
That's the first time you've pitched. You seem the catcher type to me.
I'm a switch hitter, thank you very much.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Both.
That's just greedy.
But that Queer as Folk show that's on Showtime.
Oh, it's hot.
If I could use the word, blew past that the other day on TV. And I stop and I don't know what was going on, but there was some big guy.
You're not supposed to.
Thank God, right, Adam? Sure. There's some big, burly guy at the door. And this little wormy guy is on the other side of the door. And he starts talking dirty to the burly guy, who then comes in and gets on his knees and starts performing an act to the little wormy guy. And I'm like, these gay guys, you know, aside from it being gay and having to have to deal with, you know, man-ass and whatnot, they got it knocked. These are people knocking on the doors and, hey, let me service you.
I got a question for gay Marco.
Yes.
What's hotter, Oz or Queer as Folk?
Oz. Definitely.
You like Oz?
Yeah.
You That's probably a very popular show with the gay guy.
You know, I thought, because the guys are dirty, and they're like,
Marco, don't close your eyes. So you like the dirty
face.
Guys,
yeah.
And there's a lot of male genitalia on that show.
That show is so hot. And that one guy, I don't know their names, that Christopher, whatever his name is. Oh, he's so sexy.
Marco, can you cover up the naked guy on your shirt, please? Somehow.
I hope he's got to stare at it.
Man,
stare at it. Eat it.
Man, ass. All right, I guess you're ready, huh?
Yeah, we will step aside. The mic is yours, and so is the Bill, the Pete, the Bob. Well, anyway. And we can start the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Program.
No one's calling. What happened?
What happened on the phone call?
Hey, what happened to our listeners? What? Hey, guys, what?
I don't understand. What happened?
We're all just having fun, right? What happened? All right, you want us to start the show with this song?
Yes. Hit it!
Hey, people, why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday!
Hey, it's the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show!
Yay! Got ourselves a pretty little faggot!
It's like a giant gay disco in here! Work it, Opie! You go, girl! Shake it, Rick! Come on, shake that booty! Anthony, put your shirt back on. Why do straight guys have to dance with their hands over their head? Don't they know how gay that looks? God, this song brings back so many memories. Drugs in the ladies' room. Sex with the coat check boy. Dancing till dawn. Part of me that was only 5 days ago. A big kiss, mwah, hello, to New York City, New York. You're listening to the Gay Marco Show. 15 minutes.
This just in, Scott Muni just keeled over. He had a heart attack.
Opie, you're not supposed to interrupt.
I'm sorry, okay.
Marco, go ahead.
You're listening to the Gay Marco Show here on 102.7 WNEW. 15 minutes of my massive gayness shoved down your throat. 212-757-1027. I'll take some phone calls shortly, but first I just want to thank Opie and Anthony for this opportunity. What a thrill this is for me. I'm so excited. I'm dripping, and I promise I won't stain the seat here. But, I mean, who would have thought little gay Marco Santangelo from Geneseo, New York, who would one day be here? I mean, I used to play with my sister's Barbies, wear my mother's high heels, and then here I am in this fabulous city on this legendary radio station, WNEW, extolling the joys of man-to-man stretching and bodily fluid swapping. But for those of you who are not familiar with the ONA show, I'm an occasional guest on the program, and I write a weekly column for foundrymusic.com.
I hate to do this because I don't like breaking into the show, but we do have one of Marconi's relatives, one of his ancestors, Marconi the inventor of radio, on the phone. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. So I'm really enjoying the chance to be able to write for Foundry Music. It's been a real pleasure. And like I said last week, I feel like I'm Opie and Anthony's very own personal version of Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City. Every week, you know, I sit in my bed with my little laptop, wearing my crop top, NSYNC t-shirt, and my shorty shorts, writing my column. So last week I wrote a column pitching my idea for my own radio show, and so here I am. So I'm going to try to incorporate.
No!
I'm going to try to incorporate some of the ideas from my column into today's show, as well as, you know, some other fun and exciting little things as well. Okay.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Well, one thing I did want to include was a co-host, but as you see, I'm going solo today. And those of you who read my column know my dream co-host was Froy from Opie Anthony Message Board. Anyways, we met here in the studio about 6 months.
I like sausages!
We met here in the studio about 6 weeks ago, and it was love at first sight for me. He is so hot, and he's very young, but he's really hot. I don't know how young he is, and I'm not quite sure what constitutes statutory rape in New Jersey, but he's still very hot, and he's straight. He's very straight, but he's hot. And all you single girls in New Jersey, you know, look him up because he's single, and he's sexy, and he's funny, and he's hung. Did I say that? Oh, no. Excuse me. So I contacted Froy, asking him if he would be my co-host, and he said, unfortunately, he had to babysit after school. So, you know, this made me realize, I know why I don't date younger guys anymore, because they're always too busy with either their homework or band practice or detention. So now I only date guys... so now I only date guys over 19. So... I decided to go to the message board because, you know, there's a lot of great talent on there. Maybe I could find another co-host. And first I thought, I really like Fez. Not Fez from Ron and Fez, but Fez from the message board. And he's really very talented. And he also writes a column.
Got milk?
He writes the second best column on foundrymusic.com. And so I sent him an email. Excuse me. So I wrote Fez. And sight unseen, I have no idea what he looks like, so I didn't know what kind of chemistry we would have. I still wrote him anyways, but he was busy too. So I kept searching through the message board, and finally I came to Corpse Grinder Junk. Now, I thought this was very interesting because, hey, he has junk in his name, and I like it in my mouth.
Whoa.
So I thought maybe we'd have something in common.
God, I'm just a flaming fag.
But, you know, his pictures that he posts there are just really frightening. I mean, they really, really scare me. So I passed on him, and I figured I could go at it alone and give it my best shot. So here I am today. And speaking of giving it my best shot, I have to say I love porn. I love porn videos, but there's only two things I like about it. I like the money shot, and I like the dialogue that leads up to, you know, the sex part. So, you know, you always have to fast forward to get to the dialogue. But this past Christmas, I got a DVD player from one of my holiday boyfriends. You know, holiday boyfriends are those boyfriends you just keep long enough through the holidays to get lots of presents from, and then you dump them afterwards. You know, you dump them actually before New Year's. You tell them, like, you need to get in touch with yourself and you need your space. And sometimes it's good to have three or four of these because you get more presents. But so I have this really cool DVD player now. And last week, I got my first gay porn DVD. Saving Ryan's Privates.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
So I was so excited. I finally had a gay DVD, and I could cut right to the dialogue parts and right to the money shots. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. They only go right to the sex part, so you still have to fast forward to get to the dialogue. I just don't understand it. But, you know, you really got to love these flimsy movie plots.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
It
makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Hey! So say... Hey! Saving Ryan's Privates is the story of a boy from Iowa who joins the service and gets it in the and everywhere else. End of story. So, now this, you know, this movie is a big comeback for Ryan Idle. He was a big porn star, like, years ago, and one night he did too many drugs and fell out a window or something. And obviously, he wasn't taking acting lessons while he was recovering. But now, for your enjoyment, I would like to reenact a critical scene.
Can we see your stuff?
From Saving Ryan's
Easy.
Privates.
You got me.
Scene 2. Into the office of the commanding officer walks Private Ryan. Private Ryan Idle reporting for duty, sir.
Petty, son.
Yes, sir.
So how is the basic training coming along, Private Ryan?
Sir, it's very hard, but I'm giving it my all, sir.
Well, it looks like to me like something else is pretty hard on you, son.
This movie is so hot, I have to tell you. But you know what? My problem is I just wish it was more realistic. Now, if they film my life for a porn movie, that would be realistic. It could be called Manhattan Manhandles Marco. Now, for your enjoyment...
No!
For your enjoyment, I would like to reenact a critical scene from this multi-award-winning film, Manhattan Manhandles Marco. Scene 3. After hours, in the offices of WNEW, walks Marco and Rick. Rick, thanks for inviting me to the studio today.
No.
Rick, thanks for inviting me down to the studio today. Rick?
You mu... I see the line, Adam. I see the line.
Rick, thanks for inviting me down to the studio today. Rick?
Yes, Marco.
Thanks.
No problem, Marco. Hey, can I get you a drink? Oh, you mother... Oh! Coffee or tea or something?
I don't think that's the line. Anything else you have to offer?
Coffee, tea, or me?
Oh, Rick, if I knew you were serious, you know what I'd be asking for. Rick?
Oh, God.
If I knew you were serious, you know what I would be asking for. Rick?
Then let me just show you how serious I am.
Yes, Rick, take it for the team. Take it for the team. Oh.
Oh. Get off of Stinky, Marco.
This is the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show here on WNEW 102.7. Let's go to the phones and see if any of the callers are sporting wood like I am. Hi, Tony. You're on the air with Gay Marco.
Hey, Marco.
Hey. Oh, you have a sexy voice.
That last bit just made me feel so gay. Like, my sphincter is screaming just... Anyway, the thing I... two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is, what's the gay society's version of, like, the penis origami? Like, do you own a snakeskin watch?
No, I don't. The only trick I can do with my penis is make it disappear.
Goodbye.
Who else do we have on the line here? Bill?
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, how gay are you?
I'm gay.
Oh, my God. You know... Hey, O&A, thanks a lot. I picked today of all day. All day I've been up, I figured I'd start folding clothes about 15 minutes ago.
Bill?
I feel real feminine right now.
Bill, are you left-handed or right-handed?
What do you call that? Whatever.
Ambidextrous?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, good, then I can sit on either side of you at the circle.
Hey, there you go. Hey, not only did you ruin my clothes folding, but you ruined Oz. I can't even watch...
Jamie, you're on with Gay Marco.
Yeah, dude, man, my junk is crawling back inside. What is up with you? And congratulations to Rick on coming out of the closet. I'm sitting on the side of 25A listening to this, and I can't, my sphincter is the size of, like, a pin right now.
Good, I like them tight.
Well, you ain't getting anywhere near mine, bro, let me tell you that. I just got, are you really for real? I mean, O&A, is he really for real?
I'm the real thing.
Oh, my God, God help us all. Thank God you can't reproduce and get any more little gay Marcos going around.
I can't believe this. My call screener Spanky just brought this note to me. Oh my God, I don't believe it. I'm so upset. I was planning on next doing my sports hunk segment, but my special guest star, Derek Jeter, well, it seems his manager called and says Derek is unable to make it because he has to report to Florida for spring training. Damn. And I was looking forward to playing, try to get to third base with the shortstop. So instead, we'll just have to play Guess What's in My... Give me a call at 212-757-1027 with your guess. And before we play, I have to take a little break. I'm Gay Marco, and you're listening to the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show on 102.7. We have a new sponsor here at the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Program. Yes, Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas. Yes, Fresh Flush. I love this product. Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas deliver that flood of freshness where and when you need it most. We've all been there. You take that trip down the Hershey Highway, and without mud flaps, well, things can get pretty dirty. Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas are like that cloud burst in your... washing away all that debris that sullies the road. So the next time you're planning an active evening of f***ing Olympics, be sure to try Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas. You'll find them in your personal hygiene aisle of your favorite neighborhood drugstore. And be sure to try the new Fresh Flush chocolate-covered cherry-flavored enema for those f***ing munchers with discriminating taste.
I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses!
Remember, you won't find a fresher flushing than the flush you'll find with Fresh Flush.
It's gonna be me.
Hello, I'm back. And we're getting ready to play Guess What's in My... Let's get my producer, Jose, in here to help. Jose, get in here. All right, let me see. We need a caller to play along. Who's on the line? Pedro?
Yeah, yes.
Hey, Pedro, you want to play Guess What's in My...
No, Marco. I want to play Guess What's in the Crack of My Front Hood right now. You had me so effing nuts. I was drinking a cup of coffee. I spit up all over my windshield. I hit a yellow divider. I got the Highway Patrol laughing at me. Because my car's in two pieces now. Thank you very much, Marco. Not only did you ruin my car, you ruined my night, because I'm not going to be able to F my wife tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. So, let's see. Who wants to play Guess What's in Marco's...
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I love your show. You're funny as hell.
Thank you. So you want to play Guess What's in my...
Sure, why not?
Wait, you just got to wait a second. I'm getting ready here. My producer, Jose, is helping me. Hold on. So, Joe, I'm getting ready. Tell me about yourself. Where are you?
I live in Queens.
Oh, God. What are you wearing?
Clothes.
Okay. All right, we're ready.
Okay.
What's in my...
Jay Moore?
Oh, no! Sorry. Okay. Angela. Angela.
Yes.
Oh, God. Angela? How do you want to play Guess What's in My...
Sure, if you want to play with me.
Oh, God. Jose. Angela, okay.
Jose is in your...
Oh, my God, you're right. Jose, get it out. Oh, my God, Angela. Oh, my God, those Mexicans have the fattest ones, I tell you. Angela, congratulations. You won.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, I'm so happy. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you an autographed picture of me and Jay Moore having sex together.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, wasn't that fun? Thanks
for
calling.
You have a great show, Marco.
Thank you. We'll get you. We'll put you on hold. We'll get your name and number, and we will send you that photo.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I think your show should be regular.
Thank you, Angela. Love you,
baby.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of Jay Moore and some fun, you know, it's hard to believe it was a little over a year ago I was in this very studio, and Jay Moore was spanking me and drawing a bullseye on my ass. Many of you don't realize our breakup occurred a few months after that. Yes, while he was on the set of that Kevin Spacey film, Jay called me one night and said that something had come between us. And I'm just wondering if it was someone who was on that movie set. But I have to say that that person did me a favor. And today, JC is my only true love. Yes, this is the Gay Marco Show on 102.7 WNEW. And actually, I wrote a little column this week about Valentine's Day, so be sure to check that out on Foundry Music. But I personally decided to remain single this Valentine's Day. You know, swimsuit season's coming. I didn't need any of that Godiva chocolate. And I spent the day with my friend Steve, and we went down to the meatpacking district and had dinner at Pestis, and we sucked down some mussels, and, you know, the kind that come in a shell. And, had a few Cosmos, and then we decided to stroll around town, you know, down there. And, you know, I didn't realize this, but that's where all the transvestite hookers are. And, I mean, I guess they don't call it the meatpacking district for nothing. So, anyways, there's this big, fat, nasty hooker. And she, like, looks at us, and she goes, "What are you two fags looking at?" And I'm like, "Well, we're not looking at you, you nasty old drag hag." And so then we went running down the street like two little schoolgirls. So, this morning I'm lying in bed thinking about this, and I'm like, I can't believe she called us fags. I mean, that's like the least offensive name to be called. And are there really any names out there that would truly offend me? And suddenly, it hit me on the right cheek. I still can't believe I can shoot that far. But, so I was cleaning up. While I was cleaning up, I had this brilliant idea for a new game. The most offensive name game. I want your most offensive names, besides fag, all right? I want to hear some really offensive names. So, if you really, really offend me, I'll send you one of my autographed pictures of me and Jay Moore having sex. And now, let me tell you something. Before I explain this, there are some names that just don't offend me, okay? For example, Bone Smuggler, all right? I like that name. It makes me feel like a sexy pirate smuggling bones up my across the border. And Sea Sucker, I mean, that one just makes my mouth water. No, I want really, really offensive names. So I'm Gay Marco. This is my alternative lifestyle radio show. Are we ready to play here? Then why don't we all sing the theme song together? Fag, Twinkie, Fagala, Fairy Boy, but Wrangler, the most offensive name game. Hey, Alan.
Yes. How are you today, Marco?
We're playing the most offensive name game.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Colon Cowboy.
Oh.
Did I go on?
That's a good one. I like that
one.
Colon Cowboy. Actually, it's kind of sexy, though. I mean, I love cowboys. Those chaps. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're a pillow biter.
No.
Yeah. When you're getting rammed and you don't want to make too much noise.
No,
you,
I mean,
you
I
bite the pillow.
I like to make.
Say hi to them douche nozzles for me. It's been a while.
Okay, Thomas, you're on the air.
Hi, Marcos.
Hey, Thomas.
I have the name for you.
Okay.
You are a double dong dildo dipping diesel dyke bone burying sword swallowing hog handling eighth trap. What's that?
That's a winner. We have a winner.
What do I get?
You get an autographed picture of me and Jay Moore having sex.
Oh, I love it. It's so beautiful.
We'll be getting that right out to you in the mail. Thank you. Steve, you're on the air. What is your most offensive name?
Homo, I got a name for you.
Okay, we're waiting.
Okay, I also got a poem for you.
Okay. First
yes.
the name.
What's first the name.
Yeah.
An orifice officer.
Oh, that... I like that one. Oh, God. I love that. I like that one. I love anything with police officers. What's your poem?
Okay, my poem. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Stay in the closet. It's safer in there. Stay in the closet because we don't fight fair. Stay in the closet for humanity. Stay in the closet. Stay away from me, you faggot.
That sucked more than I do. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
Marco?
Nick, you have a...
I got a name for you.
Okay.
Ash Nazi.
Not only is that offensive, that gets the flesh flute, too. Hey, Rob, you're on the air with Gay Marco. What's your most offensive name?
All right, I've been told to edit this one out a little bit, but it's Sea Dumpster.
Oh, that's a good one. Kevin, you're on the air. This is WNEW.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
All right. Oh, you got a sexy voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your most offensive name?
AIDS Courier.
Oh, my. You get the grand prize on that one.
All right.
And we're just about out of time, so we'll just take one more. We have Nick. Nick, you're on the air.
Yo, Marco!
Hey, Nick.
I got one that's really offensive, Marco,
okay.
but it's true.
Okay.
You're a carpet muncher.
I only did it once, and it was out of desperation. Well, that's all the time we have for my little game. Fag, Twinkie, Fagula, Fairy Boy, Butt Wrangler, the most offensive name game. Hey! So that's all the time we have today. My show must come to an end here. You know, it's been a pleasure, and remember, my pleasure is always your pleasure. So let me tell you, if you enjoyed my show, let WNEW know, and maybe they'll get me back in the air. And hey, you know, if I'm back before Easter, we can hold the Gay Marco Biggest Best Basket Contest. So guys, start sending me those crotch shots in your jeans, underwear, sweatpants, and I especially like tight chinos. So be sure to read and vote for my weekly column on foundermusic.com. And you can also reach me at heygaymarco@aol.com. Hey! Here's to Opie and Anthony. God bless their clean-cut faces and their dirty little minds. Thank you. This has been the Gay Marco Show.
I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay. You gave me your love and you showed me the way. Now that I'm out, I just love being gay. I used to be tight, but you popped my cherry. Taking your love feels so good on my knees. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay. I was a virgin when you snuck up from behind me. You grabbed my ass and it felt so great. I couldn't believe it when you whipped out this big love thing. This wasn't even our first date. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, there ain't gonna be no more begging me, please. I know what I want and it's between your knees. You've got this huge schlong, it goes in with such ease. Taking your love feels so good on my knees. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You've heard them go shopping on the Opie and Anthony Show. Now hear them sing. K-Smell Records and the Salvation Army present Homeless for the Holidays.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a goddamn Chevrolet.
Spend Christmas with your favorite homeless lunatics. You'll hear all the classics. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose just like yours.
Deck the Halls. And who could forget Ziggy's haunting rendition of Silent Night? And if you call within the next 10 seconds, we'll throw in as an added bonus the making of Homeless for the Holidays, featuring never-before-heard homeless outtakes.
I'll take your gun and shoot you in the head. Shoot all these motherfuckers.
Let me off! Let me off! Let me off! I'm tired of shit. I said I'm tired of shit.
Off key, out of time, and smells horrible, it's Homeless for the Holidays. Get yours today, call 1-800-HEPATITIS.
Get your balls out, clap your ass up, get your penis, it's today.
That could be the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
1027 WNEW. Right before Opie and Anthony, it's Don and Mike.
Terry Bradshaw.
Hey, Terry.
Terry.
You are a man's man. You're a
You got that right.
Four-time Super Bowl winner, three-time divorcee. You love
God, why'd you bring that up?
We love that.
Absolutely.
Love that.
My mother warned me that if I married outside the family, I'd have problems.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Middays, 1027 WNEW.
Tired of rising cable rates? Well, Dish Network Satellite TV and Digital Satellite Service are here to help. With the Digital Home Plan, you get Dish Network's most popular programming package. More than 100 all-digital channels for just $40.99 a month. There's no equipment to buy. You heard it right, no equipment to buy. The standard professional installation is free. You get the convenient in-home service plan, and best of all, you get two satellite receivers, allowing your family to watch different Dish Network shows on different TVs at the same time. And the $49.99 activation fee includes your first month of all subscription programming ordered. So say no to cable rate hikes and yes to Dish Network. Call Digital Satellite Service at 1-866-367-3774. That's 1-866-367-3774. Offer ends January 31st, 2002. 12-month commitment and valid major credit cards are required. All prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. Some restrictions may apply. Digital Satellite Service, 1-866-367-3774.
Oh, Anthony, Maximus Day Spa is back advertising with us.
That's right, Maximus Day Spa, now open in Soho, loved by the New York Times and W Magazine. Three locations, Merrick, Westbury, and their new ultra-hip Day Spa in Soho. Guys, this is the gift she wants. Maximus is the best. For years, tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy and signature water journey with a head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage. Rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy shower, and their magical cascading stream waterfall. Their therapeutic full body massage, so relaxing. Give her what she wants. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount that she can pick up at the location and service she wants. It's not too late. Call Maximus now, toll free, 866 Spa Salon. Not 800, but 866 Spa SALON. Or log on with one word to MaximusSpaSalon.com.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores.
Stop. Don't pay retail prices for your computer needs. Get to the Market Pro Computer Show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center at Harmon Meadow in Secaucus. Hundreds of exhibits will be on hand with the latest in personal computers and PC-compatible equipment. Full systems, hardware, software, printers, scanners, CD-ROM, accessories, multimedia, and it's all for sale.
sale. You'll save up to 80% on your computer needs. Millions in computer merchandise, lots of friendly help, and prices that are so low, they blow the stores away. This is the only place to be if you're looking to save on new computer merchandise. Don't forget that this Saturday and Sunday, December 22nd and 23rd at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus, conveniently located off Route 3 at Harmon Meadow Boulevard. The computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 4 at the Meadowlands Expo Center. Call 800-53-COMPUTER for additional information on how to save up to 80% on all your computer needs. That's 800-53-COMPUTER, or check out their website at www.marketpro.com for additional information on the computer show and sale this Saturday and Sunday at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus.
This holiday, give someone's DVD collection a whole new beginning. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. The critics agree it's the best DVD produced today. See and hear Episode 1 like never before. THX digitally mastered for superior sound and picture quality. TheDigitalBits.com raves, it's the best Dolby Digital 5.1 sound we've heard on DVD. And that's just the beginning.
Always do.
This two-disc set is loaded with cool features you'll actually want to watch. See seven newly created scenes that DVDReview.com calls true gems. Hear the first-ever feature-length audio commentary from George Lucas. And enjoy an all-new documentary film, The Beginning, that DVDReview.com proclaims as the best behind-the-scenes documentary I've ever seen. This holiday, give someone's DVD player a workout. Star Wars Episode 1, the must-own DVD for any collection. Buy it today. Rated PG for sci-fi action violence.
Presenting the next revolution in Seiko Kinetic watch technology, Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay. Like all Seiko Kinetic watches, they capture, store, and use the electricity created every time you move your body. You never need to replace a battery. But Seiko Auto Relay watches take this technology one step further. When a Seiko Auto Relay watch senses inactivity for 3 days, it puts itself into suspended animation to conserve electricity. It can remain asleep for up to 4 years and wake up to the exact time with only a few shakes of your wrist. Seiko Kinetic revolutionized watch technology. Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay does it all over again. With quartz accuracy and great looks as stunning as the technology inside. This holiday season, visit New Line Jewelry at 217 B Canal Street in Manhattan and ask to see the Seiko Kinetic Auto Relay collection today. Seiko is the official timer of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games in Salt Lake City.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director at the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York, with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas, guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all-natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-305-1946. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-305-1946. That's 888-305-1946.
In these times of economic uncertainty, some people are wondering what the next year will bring. Well, here's a humble prediction from Mitsubishi Motors. Nothing is going to happen. That's right, zero. Because right now you can buy a brand new 2001 or 2002 Mitsubishi and pay zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. That's correct, 2003. Which means you can drive off in a brand new Mitsubishi Galant, Eclipse, Diamante, Montero, even Montero Sport, and pay nothing down, nothing in interest, and no payments until 2003. Of course, if you're craving a more eventful year, you can always quit your job and run naked with wolves. But it did not work for me.
Mitsubishi 000 till 03 event. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003. Hurry, this deal ends soon. Important program and credit restrictions apply. Visit MitsubishiCars.com or call 1-888-MITSU2002 for details.
The day's first light dances on the new fallen snow, inviting you to cut in. Later, as the last light turns the mountains a deep shade of violet, you know this is the very essence of Stratton's Vermont. A feeling of community born in the mountains, fueled by a freedom you've never known. The freedom to truly express yourself with a Stratton Express card that saves you 25 or 50% every time you ski and ride. And saves time, too, with direct-to-lift access. And with a Stratton Season Pass, you could well consider spending the whole winter with us. Mountain friends and freedom. Stratton's Vermont. You belong up here.
With Stratton's Express card, you'll save 25 or 50% off every time you ski and ride. Plus, you can hit the slopes on non-holiday Thursdays for just $15. What's more, with ideal snowmaking temperatures forecasted right through the week, Stratton's top-ranked snowmaking system is in full operation. For all the details, call 1-800-STRATTON or visit their website at stratton.com.
Some humans have escaped.
This holiday season,
declare martial law.
Give the gift critics are calling a must-own DVD.
How the hell did these monkeys get like this?
Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
Get ready to give the planet.
Get me the spaceman.
The coolest movie of the year is now the hottest gift of the season.
They all want to see this human who defies the apes.
Enter a world that defies the rules and an adventure that rules the planet.
We underestimate this human.
Witness the evolution of DVD, raves Bruce Kluger of Us Weekly. It's the most technically advanced DVD on the planet, says Bill Hunt of TheDigitalBits.com. Planet of the Apes, special edition DVD. If there's one DVD to give this holiday season, give Planet of the Apes.
Bow your head!
Planet of the Apes, rated PG-13.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
Hey, happy! I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. Hey, happy! I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, my future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
In the meantime, we could talk about O.J. real fast.
Yeah, O.J. back in the news, huh? with a 911 call.
Let's check out the 911 call.
All right.
Hey, County Police and Fire, where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab. Been doing drugs with Pedro Perot.
Sure. Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested.
Okay.
On cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No, it's not like anybody
have
any weapons?
No.
Does the police
rescue?
No.
That's my favorite.
Anybody have any weapons?
No, not this time.
Not this time.
She had to ask if anyone was getting hit or hurt or if he has weapons.
Does the woman have another mouth under her mouth now that's really bloody?
No, not this time.
I got to hear that again.
Okay.
Cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No, it's not like
anybody have any weapons?
No, does the girl need rescue? No, she doesn't need a rescue.
All right, hold on, I'll help you.
No. Now don't get started on that again.
No weapons.
That's in the golf bag. I mean, I don't know where the knife is.
That's in a lake in Chicago.
Don't make me get on a plane. Ooh, I cut my knuckle on the 9 when I was dialing 911. That's where the blood's from. I swear. Where's Robert Kardashian? Help me, please.
It's like, nope.
No, don't think that.
Is anyone hurt? Need rescue?
No. I love. Don't make me get in a Bronco.
Now, what is he doing? Does he call 911? Oh no, 911 calls his home, I believe.
I guess they were disconnected or something, and then 911 usually calls back.
Okay, so here's the second.
Hello, OJ House.
I want you to call the police.
Hello.
This is the deuce.
Now what happened?
I don't know.
You hear OJ going, I want you to call the police.
I had to hit her over the head with the phone receiver and we were disconnected.
I like him.
No?
This is the police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm frustrated. This guy, Pedro Guerrero, got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine here recently. This girl has spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over to say, you're going into a rehab. She just got in her car. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the Crossings. Now she is loaded out of her mind in her Mustang driving around town somewhere.
What color is the Mustang?
Her driver's license number, but she needs to be stopped.
What color is the Mustang?
It's white. It's a black
top. Like a Bronco.
Is she black and white?
She's a white girl. Okay, thank you. I got to go and see if I can find her.
Okay.
That's all I need, a white girl.
This has got to be a comedy routine.
I believe Al Cowling's driving.
OJ, call 911.
Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running there?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it. 911?
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
He's a man.
Hello, is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? You just get the best of O.J. Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man.
I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug prank call.
Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes?
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug! Butt plug! Don't make me cut your throat, mother...
Does OJ do any, like, character voices on his prank call tape? Kind of like the jerky boys?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash your head in with a ratchet. Or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the OJ Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Friggin' OJ, man.
He's back.
He's back.
I love him.
I'm used to the crazy people.
Psycho.
Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Are you mental?
No! It's our show!
I'm a madman!
I'm getting pissed!
Red Brown. You sound like a stark, raving mad person.
No! I'm getting pissed! No! No! Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head. No!
The O.P. and Anthony Show.
How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
What up, Joe?
The only morning show covering New York sports with a psychotic passion.
What?
Sports guys.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, it's those two guys from 7-Eleven and special guest
Santa Claus.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mr. Claus, what's your secret?
Getting ahead. You know, making a list, etc.
Right now, you can get ahead with AT&T free-to-go wireless at 7-Eleven.
Really?
Comes with a sweet Nokia 5165 phone.
Yeah?
And $50 of airtime. All for just $89.99. And with the mail-in offer, you can get a free $50 gift card good at select retailers.
Really?
So it's kind of like getting the phone and airtime for just $39.99.
And that phone has great features like caller ID, voicemail, and domestic long distance.
No annual contracts, no credit checks, or monthly bills.
Really?
Right now, when you buy at least $5 of merchandise or 10 gallons of gasoline at 7-Eleven, you can get a coupon book with offers from AT&T Wireless and others, plus a chance to win instant prizes.
Thank heaven.
Limited time offer where supplies last at participating stores. Other restrictions apply. See coupon book, brochure, and gift card offer for details, terms, and conditions. Void where prohibited.
Oh, Anthony, Maximus Day Spa is back advertising with us.
That's right, Maximus Day Spa, now open in Soho, loved by the New York Times and W Magazine. Three locations, Merrick, Westbury, and their new ultra-hip Day Spa in Soho. Guys, this is the gift she wants. Maximus is the best. For years, tons of our listeners have given Maximus gift certificates. Maximus Soho features illumination therapy and signature water journey with a head-to-toe hydrotherapy water massage. Rejuvenating body treatment with Vichy shower. A Vichy shower. And their magical cascading stream waterfall. Their therapeutic full body massage. So relaxing. Give her what she wants. Call Maximus to create a gift certificate for any dollar amount that she can pick up at the location and service she wants. It's not too late. Call Maximus now. Toll free. 866 Spa Salon. Not 800, but 866 Spa SALON. Or log on with one word to MaximusSpaSalon.com.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores.
Ah, the holidays. Time of year when it's fashionable to have friends and family over, wear bad sweaters, and buy gifts for your friends that they hardly deserve. Here you go, buddy. You don't return my calls, but I like you, so I got you this cheeky little scooter. It's this only the best for my friends attitude that should be applied to your beer selection and why you should deck your fridge with Amstel Light this year. Amstel Light is a light beer that actually tastes like real beer. All your friends deserve a great-tasting light beer. Even that dork who ties mistletoe to his hat in order to kiss women out of his league. And Amstel Light has the least calories of any light beer, which means you're not only giving them something special to drink, you're giving your friends a chance to fit into their other presents, too. There are going to be a lot of holiday parties this year, but there's only one great-tasting light beer. You make sure your fridge is filled with Amstel Light, and your friends will be over to your party quicker than a cheetah who has to use the John. Always satisfying, never watered down, Amstel Light. The beer drinker's light beer. Imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
As we speak, two huge XM satellites are in orbit over America.
And the way people listen to radio has changed forever.
It's great being able to listen to what I want to listen to without having to search around for it or losing channels, you know, going down the road.
It's almost like listening to higher resolution, the sound.
100 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk from coast to coast. So whether you're into hip-hop or bebop, news or blues, rock stars or stock cars, you'll hear more, know more, and go deeper than you ever did before.
What I'm hooked on right now is Bluesville. They have a wide variety of things I've never heard before. I can drive all the way to New York, never have to change the channel.
It's easy to add XM to any existing car stereo, starting as low as $300. Visit your local electronics store for a demonstration. Learn more at XMRadio.com.
It is absolutely fabulous.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, XM. Radio to the power of X. Price may vary by model and retailer. Some models require additional installation fee. Antenna and subscription also require.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Last night, she said, I'll never feel so down. She's got me all when I'm feeling down. So I turn around. Oh, little girl, don't care no more. I know this for sure. Oh, girl, I don't care.
Well, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, man.
It's the O&A show.
Yes, it is.
It's a great day, Anthony.
Beautiful day.
Let's just run down the top 10 sports films of all time, according to USA. 10th place, Raging Bull. 9th place, Anthony, Slapshot. That should have been higher on the list. Raging Bull should have been higher on the list, I think. 8th place, Chariots of Fire. Seventh place, Caddyshack. Top 10 sports films of all time, according to USA. Number 6, Brian's Song.
Who could sit through that?
Number 5, Bull Durham. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Rocky. Ann thought Rocky should be number 1.
Adrian, I got a glass table. Why don't you squat over it and take a dump? And I'll be underneath it. And you can grab on me. Miggy, grab on me, Miggy! Ah!
Wasn't that written somewhere in some whore's book?
We interviewed the whores from that book, and they claim, according to their book, that Rocky was into watching girls crap on a glass table while he was under it.
But you know what's better than maybe laying underneath the table, you know? And like watching a smicker open up and just dump it out of me. Oh, out of your face! Out of my face, Biggie! Come on, baby. Why don't you know, open it up and give me one over the glass table. Go. Oh, yeah, baby. That's how I like it, sloppy. I didn't start this. You started this. Yeah, give me some. Oh, look at that. There's some corn in there. What's that I see? Oh, look, I see some peanuts.
Mickey, she ate peanuts, Mickey.
You know, when a girl squats over a table like that, you're hoping, you know, it's a nice sloppy dump. You know, you don't want anything to... That's a good one. Yeah, baby. Oh, that's a little driver. you know, I don't know where Adrian went. Adrian must have left the building. But, hey, Paulie. Paulie, get over here and squat on the table, Paulie. Paulie, squat on the table! Oh, Paulie! Give it to me, Paulie! Oh, Paulie! Big fat ass, Paulie! Hey, Paulie, where's you going? Now who's gonna squat over the table? Hell yeah. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey, come on over here. Squat on the table, Mickey. Oh, yeah, Mickey. Oh, no, look, it's first blood. Mickey, you do first blood. Not me. I didn't start this. You started it. Mickey. Mickey, grab on the table, Mickey. Rocky's full of crab now.
Oh, great. Okay, where's my check? Oh,
Hey! Hey!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, horrific. That's just...
that's what they said.
Well, according to that book,
the book that the whore wrote, that Rocky, Sylvester Stallone actually enjoys that. Squatting under the table. We have a brand new glass table here in front of the lesbian couch at NEW. How long do you think it's going to take before we have that little happening?
We promise before we get fired that we'll make that happen.
Someone's doing a Cleveland steamer on the glass table.
I love it. Hey, come on, squat on the table. What'd you eat? Some bran or something? What'd you eat? Come on, baby. I just want you, I'm going to hold you hostage for a week straight. And I want you to eat nothing but prunes and baby food before you get out of here. Ah! You whore! You whore! You whore! I just tried this! You just! Ah! Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, Scott so enjoyed that.
Okay.
You never know where this cluster F is going any given moment, do we?
Remember, kids, fart equals funny. Okay, where were we?
We were at number four.
This has been such a mess of a radio show today, man.
Why not? I'm having fun.
What the hell? All right.
We don't care.
So I guess we're at the top five. Top five sports films of all time, according to USA.
Well, we said five, Bull Durham.
That was about 20 minutes ago. All right, it was Bull Durham in fifth place. Fourth place, Rocky.
Yeah.
Third place, The Natural.
Yeah, give it to me.
Third place, The Natural.
It's a natural movement. I like it natural. Adrian always does it natural. She don't need no chiropractic or none of that stuff. It just comes out. I think it's her diet. Yeah.
Okay. Virgin. Okay.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, okay, terrific to you, too. All right, in second place, Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And first place, top sports film of all time, according to USA, Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're in our 30s. You got that right.
You have that to look forward to.
All the guys I went to high school with, they got real jobs. They have to wear suits every day, and we make fart jokes every day. John, what's going on?
Hey, I just basically crapped myself in the car with that Rocky episode. Unbelievable. I've never... You guys just stooped to an all-time...
High.
An all-time high. That was just great.
Okay.
All right, just want to say you guys suck. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, John.
All right, bye.
All right, I guess...
Very good.
John enjoyed that, so...
Oh, do I need a drink?
Yeah, let's take a break, Anthony.
Writing.
We have no clue what we're doing next, but if you want to stick around, by all means do so, okay? Some days, you know, we're a laugh riot, and other days we just flat out suck. We know it.
Interesting if true.
Opie and Anthony.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
Waiting for a great excuse to finally get satellite TV? Stop waiting. Now, DirecTV service comes with Showtime Unlimited free. Get unlimited entertainment, 9 premium channels, free for 6 months, a $90 value. And the time to get it is now.
Call DirecTV at 1-866-660-4145 or visit participating retailers for details. Get a Showtime Unlimited free trial subscription with 1 year of any DirecTV Total Choice package. New customers only. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change. Offer ends January 15, 2002.
Excuse me, sir.
Uh-huh.
No, down here.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. And I have exciting news for you.
You do?
Yes, I do. Did you know that with Greyhound's super-friendly fares, you can travel to thousands of places in the U.S. starting at just $49 when you plan ahead?
I'm shocked.
I don't know why. Greyhound fares have always been friendly on your wallet.
Well, yeah, but...
But what?
Well, you're a dog.
Well, no offense, sir, but you're not exactly leading man material yourself.
Special conditions apply. Call Greyhound for details.
Planning on getting engaged? Go to Fidelity Diamond of Paramus, New Jersey right now for their multi-million-dollar diamond engagement ring sale. Fidelity Diamond works closely with you, the customer, to ensure you get quality and the best price guaranteed. You'll learn why you should never buy a diamond that's already set. At Fidelity, you pick out your diamond loose. Then it's weighed right in front of you and set while you watch. That's the correct way to purchase your diamond engagement ring. There are no gimmicks at Fidelity Diamond. For 20 years, this reputable family-owned business has guaranteed your satisfaction, and owner Tom Colosino wouldn't have it any other way. Take advantage of this tremendous sale going on now through New Year's Eve. Also, get a platinum setting valued at $500 free with your engagement ring purchase. Fidelity Diamond, Route 17 South, Paramus, New Jersey, minutes from all major highways and the GW Bridge. Call 201-261-6555. 201-261-6555.
Trust Fidelity Diamond. For the love of your life.
Ho, ho, ho!
Gotta go to Moe's.
Gotta go to Moe's, yeah.
Gotta go to Moe's.
Hotel.
Yeah.
For all your holiday shopping needs, you gotta go to Moe's. Go to any one of the 90 Moe's locations for the best selection of men's, women's, and kids' Adidas footwear. The hottest Adidas styles for basketball, running, cross-training, and more. Not to mention a super selection of Adidas sports slides. And that's not all. Get great Adidas sports gear like headbands, wristbands, duffel bags, and apparel. You'll find an Adidas gift for all your loved ones at Modell's. And, of course, you'll always get the best price with Modell's low price guarantee. Modell's is your holiday shopping headquarters for Adidas footwear, accessories, and apparel. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-ASK-MODELLS or shop online at Modell's.com.
Gotta go to Modell's.
What's up, y'all? This is Redman right here.
This is Method Man.
Hello.
And in honor of our upcoming new movie, How High, in theaters this holiday season, we're going to give you our version of a holiday favorite.
Right.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a full scholarship to Harvard University.
Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
we're virgins. Yeah, both of us.
And a full scholarship to Harvard University.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
3 sucker roommates.
You equals? I far equals.
I'm from Wisconsin.
I can't remember the rest.
And just skip it.
Soundtrack on Chef Jam UMD Soundtracks. We launch a pervasive drug use and language and for sexual dialogue. Under 17, not admitted without clarity. America Online keyword, Al High. Now playing at theaters everywhere.
Hey, Marsha, why so down, clown? And Billy, why so glum, chum?
There are so many of our friends that we haven't gotten presents for.
We have found ourselves in the old cliche of being last-minute shoppers, and why, it doesn't feel good at all.
Have you thought about getting your friends the Heineken Magnum?
The Heineken what?
The Heineken Magnum, a specially designed 3-liter bottle being offered exclusively during the holidays.
Why, it looks like a big bottle of champagne.
Except it's filled with Heineken.
You can drop a couple off at work, and I'll drop one off at my bridge game.
Not to mention that big 2-foot void in our refrigerator.
Heard that, Billy.
We all heard that. The Heineken Magnum. It's big, it's cool looking.
And it's filled with Heineken.
And it makes a wonderful present for all your friends. Get it? Because it's so big, it can please all your friends.
We get it, Marsha. Heineken, it's all about the beer. Imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
We love White Plains.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
But right now, Anthony, we got a
a little intermission.
Oh, this girl is so freaking hot too, man. She was at our impromptu little road show we did at La Barbat about a month ago.
Yes,
and she has volunteered to allow us to drip hot wax all over her smoking body.
Hot wax.
Her smoking body. What's her name, Rick?
Jill.
Okay. I remember. I don't know what her name is, but I remember her face. Jill.
Bring her in.
You'll remember Jill. She showed everyone her ass.
Oh, really?
La Barbat, and it was a lovely, look at this thing.
Oh, yes, I remember. Sure.
Wow.
How you doing?
Great to see you again, Jill. Well, Jill is beautiful. What nationality are you?
Italian.
Yeah.
She's Italian.
Yeah, 100% it looks like. So, have you had wax dripped all over your body before?
No, I've never had.
Really? No?
I'm a virgin.
Oh, you're a wax virgin?
Scotza.
Yeah, we're
virgin.
There's some really hot MTV video. I don't even know the song, don't know the band, but there was a scene where the guy's just dripping hot wax all over the girl. And yeah. It's not the Ricky Martin video, because there was some of that going on in La Vida,
La Vida Loca.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever that stupid song was. This one was a much hotter scene.
Yeah.
Well, we saw yesterday.
There's a whole trick to it, you know. You don't get too close with the wax.
Right.
Have you had it
so
done?
It's not hot. No, I've just seen it in porno.
Have you had it done?
I've had it done, yeah.
You have them?
Yeah, you got to make sure you drip the wax from high above. Yeah, that would mean a little higher up.
A little too close.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
All right, Jill, now where would you like the wax dripped?
Should we start with the stomach, maybe?
And work our way up, kind of? Well, Ann, I think we're ready.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, where's the candles?
Candles from the wonderful Yank Me Candle Company. That'll
get. All right, we're going to start with... Whoa. We're going to start with the stomach, you said?
Sure.
You got to
lose the shirt, then.
Look at that. You got to lose the shirt.
Come on.
All right. Well, let's start with the stomach.
What do you mean? All right. On the counter, how? On the counter.
Yeah, you could lay right out there. Just don't hit any of those vital cough buttons.
Yeah, let's move over to these mics.
All right.
Foot, if you would take my mic.
There we go.
Oh, that light's kind of
bright.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the interrogation light.
Look at this. She's...
Wow.
She's... I can't really hear myself.
She's lounged out. What are you doing there, Rick?
All right. She said no pics.
She agreed without her face.
There are no tapes. I swear.
There are no tapes.
Where's Liddy? Maybe he can plant a camera.
She's in a really hot position right now. We're way above her. Her stomach is... your stomach is perfect. What size boobs you got there?
I guess 34B.
They're nice. Very nice. Okay, we're lighting the candles, Anthony.
All right. Yeah. Let's get this lit.
Make sure you scream right into the mic. Oh, she's undoing her pants, Anthony. Yeah, you don't want any wax to get on those really nice
pants. Wouldn't it be a shame if that nice bra got last?
Oh, look at these panties that we're about to see.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
What are those? Little leopard print.
Those are like Victoria's Secrets, right?
Very good.
I know my panties.
You're going to have to edge toward Opie a little more because I'm not going to be able to hold the candle high enough with the top of the thingy here.
Here, pull her pants down.
Pull her down.
Okay, boss.
You just can't wait, can you?
Well, yeah, really, I don't want to. You have really nice pants on, and I don't want to get the wax all over your pants.
Really okay for now. Thanks for your concern.
Okay. All right, Ann, you want to start?
I'll start a little closer
to the stomach area. You better get up high.
I'll start up high. I will.
All right, what are you...
Tell me if it hurts.
What are you aiming for?
Ow!
Does that hurt?
Yeah, that burns a little.
Yeah, it will. It's hot wax.
Yeah. All right, let me do a couple.
Where are those lead soldiers? Let's melt a few of those down.
All right, wait, move closer to the edge so I can get the candle
higher. Actually have to move up your head toward Opie a little more.
We get paid to do this stuff?
No. Yeah. Right. Just kind of wrap around the counter a little.
All right, I'm going to...
Oh, you got to go.
I'm aiming right for the belly button.
Yeah.
That had to hurt. I'll go higher. How's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm not stopping.
It's like Asian torture.
All right,
oh, my God.
All right, she's squirming. Wait, there's too much green wax. I'm the red wax guy.
Hey, get higher, higher. Okay.
All right.
My God, you're going to cook the poor girl.
Is there a stool or something you stand on? Oh, my God. Oh. Am I going to get this stuff off?
Look at her. She's, like, squirming.
Wow, this is great.
This rocks.
All right, roll over. Let's do your ass.
Huh? Didn't you say you wrote your name on somebody once?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you do that with wax?
How did we do that then?
Well, this girl was dead. She was a corpse, so she really didn't move that much.
Oh, wait. Oh, now we got a pedestal.
I wish the steward would do something like this with candles.
Ow, yeah. Take out my headphones.
What a great way to spend the holidays, dripping hot wax on people.
I'm going high. Are we going for the butt now?
Peel some off. See what it looks like under that. Hey, Opie, be careful. He's going to fall and shove the candle somewhere.
Right,
that way. Ow, by the way, I just dripped some on my finger and it hurts. From about an inch away. Ow.
What body part are we going for now?
The ass.
She's got to lose the pants.
Yeah, lose the pants.
Okay.
I'll lose them.
Can I just...
Well, you could keep trace of them, but...
Lose them all the way. Can I just take them down?
Yeah, you can pull them down.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we'll make you walk... Yeah. Then we'll make you walk around. Hey, she just hit Rick. Cool.
Wow. She's got a thong on.
That's pretty nice.
All right, she's turning over. She's got a perfect, perfect ass. Look at that ass.
What?
We are... All right, Rick's getting a picture for, of course, the unofficial website. That could be the best ass we've ever had in the studio, Anthony.
Bravo.
Turn to the mic, because we want our listeners to hear this.
Oh,
yeah, just like that.
That hurts.
All right. All right, I'm sorry.
A little higher?
A little higher, yeah, maybe? Okay. Wow.
Other cheek.
Wow, it's squirming around like crazy. Oh, she's losing it. Okay. She's losing it. How cool is that, man?
is there a home version of this game?
Jill, how's it feel? Did you think it would sting that much?
No.
Are you like it? That was there.
You can,
Anthony just threw a lit match at her.
Wait, I want one more. I'm going way up high here. Move your butt to the edge.
Yes.
All right, here we go. I'm going for the right cheek.
Oh my god.
Okay. It almost tickles. All right.
Like, it hurts, but it tickles.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, look at that one.
Isn't that funny? She looks like it looks like some wacky kind of alien creature's ass. Because, like, it's got the green and red.
It kind of looks like a disease.
Sarcoma.
All right, okay, now we're going to put some back into the universe. Is that okay?
All right, are you taking a picture of the waxed ass? Get the other angle, man.
Anthony, quit it.
Oh my god.
That was like a whole cup full.
All right, very good.
It's starting to really build up in here.
Now, Jill, is it erotic at all or no?
It could be.
Okay, how about boobage?
I don't know.
Yeah, boobage.
We'll go from way high up.
We'll go way high.
It'll be completely dry by the time.
Actually, you can get on the floor.
It won't feel anything like this.
Get on the floor. All right, she's going after it.
Come here.
No!
Give me your ass!
No! Ant's not gonna show his ass!
Ant's not gonna show his ass! No, do it on my hand.
We'll let you do spaz.
Come on, do it on your ass.
No way!
I'm not pulling down my pants!
It's not happening. Jill, get on the floor. Because I'm way up high here. Oh, someone light my candle fast. Light man, thank you. Ant, get up. Get way up here. Are we going for the boobs from 20 feet up?
Yeah.
And now Jill's on the floor. We're about 15 feet up in the air. Are we going to... We're aiming for the boobs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have people leave the studio if you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'll take off my bra.
Oh, she's going to take off her bra.
Don't hit her face.
No.
Oh, all right, God. All right,
cover her face because this could be a problem.
Right, hold on.
Put a paper bag on her head. No offense because you do have a very nice face, but get a paper bag for her head. No, that ain't gonna work. Get a paper bag. I'm serious.
A paper bag for her head.
She'll be the unknown lesbian. All right, Jill. Wow, this is a very nice position you got there.
Yeah,
Jill.
She could do that.
So
you don't want to get any on that bra, though.
No, it's all right.
No, we need the bra off.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, if you cover your face, you'll be fine. You have nothing to hide. Trust me. All right, Ann, I feel special. She'll take her bra off for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here comes the bra. Oh, wow.
Hey, nice. There we go.
That is some fine tatas. Okay. Wait, move the bra. Cause
move the bra.
Yeah.
Dude, you sure you don't want to give her like a bag or something for her head?
Oh, God.
Hold it closer because there might be splatter.
Hold it
under your chin, kind of. Right, yeah, there you go. Ready?
I'm way above.
Here it comes.
I'm way above.
A little higher. Oh, stay away from the head.
Oh, my God.
That would have hit her right in the face.
All right, she's squeezing her boobs together because of the pain.
I'm going to try for the nip.
Okay, I'm going for the nip. Oh, my God.
Pilot to bomb
again. It hurts. All right, back off. All right, back off for a second.
Let's see who got closer. I got closer to the bullseye.
You did.
Yeah, you have the right boob. I have the left one, and my wax got closer.
Well, you have green.
I wish I could say what that looks like right now.
That's pretty good.
You've done this before.
It's like a Norton bomb site. The Enola Gay throws off the tarmac.
All right, one more.
Bozo the Clown.
One more splatter.
Okay.
One more pass, and we'll be done. Here we go.
Ready?
From above.
Walk it in.
Oh, I almost got...
Oh, bullseye!
Oh, you got it.
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
Anthony wins.
Somebody got bullseye.
She is shaking.
Anthony wins.
I think she has a wood floor.
Really?
Yeah, look.
What?
You need that waxed?
Well, Jill, how did that feel?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad. Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
More
ass, guys?
Yeah, turn
Lick
it over
Rick.
On your butt.
Lick the ass guy. More ass.
Rick, can you get his giant boobs with the wax all over him? Okay. All right, turn over.
You know what? Let me get one more.
Ah, it's like stiff.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about our pants.
No, of course she's talking about the wax all over her chest, Anthony.
Okay.
Looks like she has the measles.
Mercy. Oh, my God. It feels really weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird.
All right.
All right. We're going for the we're going
for the ass.
Back to the ass.
Ah! Oh,
Oh, oh, she's cursed. She's cursed. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, she's grabbing at us.
She's
okay.
In pain.
She's had it. She's had enough. She's had enough.
She tapped out.
She tapped out. 1, 2, 3. She's out.
Wow. May I kind of burn?
You think?
Jill, talk into the mic. How does that feel?
Not bad. It feels okay. It's,
yeah?
All right. Peel one off. Let me see what it looks like underneath. Peel off a
peel
little
off.
Thing. Yeah.
That one's in.
Right
is it red? No,
she's fine.
Oh, you take it like a champ.
Yes, I do.
Those are only third degree burns.
Cool.
The hospital's really close to you.
Napalm.
All right, that was like the best thing I've ever
Snake
done.
And Nate that ass.
All right, Ant.
Wow.
That rocked.
That was pretty cool.
That was real cool.
Oh.
Psycho Mark's coming in with his own candle that he wants to drip on. Put that away, Mark.
He's got a little wick anyway.
All right. Jill's getting her clothes back on. The phone's just going nuts here, Anthony, as you would expect.
Oh.
Jack, what's up?
I can't walk.
Jack.
I can't walk.
Hey, what's up?
Wow, look at all the wax.
It's Jeff, not Jack.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. What's up?
You guys are killing me. You obviously have a girl there with very sensitive, delicate skin. Now that you've dripped hot wax on her, can't you at least soothe her with a tongue bath or some ice cubes?
Would you like some ice cubes, Jill?
Actually, I might.
Oh,
oh.
Look at
him run!
Jesus Christ!
Rick, run like the wind, Rick!
Four guys just...
Oh, there you go. A couple of icy cold
Budweisers.
Buds.
We're not drinking them.
No,
they just happen to be in the area, and they're ice cold.
Oh, there you go.
They're icing.
I don't have a boyfriend, so what is it?
Oh, the one.
Oh, my God.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. Yeah, the guy that walked in all of a sudden now is like, get out.
All right, they're icing down the area.
Icing down her butt with a couple of cold buds.
Yes.
Don't you guys owe it to her to at least be the ones to ice her down? You did inflict the pain.
I do want to go home tonight, sir.
Yeah, but don't you have an almost divorcee in that studio with you?
Yeah, no, I'm impending litigation, sir. I can't use this. This can be used against me.
All right. Put a paper bag on your head.
Thank you, buddy.
Wow, Greg checking in.
Not funny.
14 years old. You guys make puberty fun.
Oh, no.
Glad we can help.
Yeah, we didn't have this when we were growing
hey,
up.
Hey, they're going to get it somewhere, and we might as well supply the info.
I learned it from you, okay?
All right, we got to thank Jill for stopping on by the show. That rocked. Thank you.
How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Yes, it's already mowed, believe me.
Well, there's radio, there's edgy, there's psychotic, and then there's O&A.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You guys are an undisciplined child wielding ultimate power.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings, Don and Mike, middays, Opie and Anthony, afternoon, Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
Tired of rising cable rates? Well, Dish Network's satellite TV and digital satellite service are here to help. With the digital home plan, you get Dish Network's most popular programming package. More than 100 all-digital channels for just $40.99 a month. There's no equipment to buy. You heard it right, no equipment to buy. The standard professional installation is free. You get the convenient in-home service plan, and best of all, you get two satellite receivers, allowing your family to watch different Dish Network shows on different TVs at the same time. And the $49.99 activation fee includes your first month of all subscription programming ordered. So say no to cable rate hikes and yes to Dish Network. Call Digital Satellite Service at 1-866-367-3774. That's 1-866-367-3774. Offer ends January 31st, 2002. 12-month commitment and valid major credit cards are required. All prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. Some restrictions may apply. Digital Satellite Service, 1-866-367-3774.
Ah, the holidays. Oh, the holidays. You know what makes it even better? Sam Adams. It's America's leading better beer. Makes your best holiday celebrations even better. Show you care. Treat yourself, your family, and friends to America's best tasting beer. Sam Adams. Yeah. You know what it's like getting together with the family, and you're sitting around the table, and they're babbling, and you don't care what they say. You know what you could do? You could read the label on that icy cold Sam Adams lager right in front of you. Go ahead. Take a sip. Read the label a little bit. Yeah. We drink it here. We love it. You will too. Grab a 12-pack of a Sam Adams lager or the winter lager. Give it as a gift. The gift of good cheer and better beer. Did Jim Cook write that? He's a genius. We love it. Sam Adams picks him up for the holidays. It's Sam Adams.
Ah, the holidays. A time to express your love to your friends and your family. And what better way to show them that you really care than by giving them the gift of Heineken. Imagine what your best friend will say.
Heineken? Man, you are my best friend.
What your boss will say.
Johnson, thanks for the Heineken. This holiday season, I'm giving you a corner office and a ridiculous raise.
Imagine the joy of delight from your parents.
You're the best son a parent could wish for.
Heineken. It's the perfect gift for the towel guy at the gym.
Thanks for the Heineken. Here's a towel, fresh out of the dryer.
Or the mailman.
Thanks for the Heineken. Oh, look, this lingerie catalog got mixed in with your mail. Whoops.
Or your girlfriend.
Oh, diamond earrings. Honey, they're beautiful. Oh, and look, they're resting on a case of Heineken. Oh, baby, you really do care.
So, get your friends and family something you know they'll love this holiday season. Get them Heineken. It's all about the beer. Happy holidays from all of us at Heineken. Imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
Suburban driveway, 1700 hours.
Dirk Stryker to the hoop. Bulls up, nothing but net.
Offensive foul, Dad.
In your dreams, Rick.
Grandma said you'd cheat.
I will set Grandma straight tonight.
You're taking her to the movies, right?
Roger that.
Isn't that Grandma up there?
Hello.
Request permission to land, son.
State your intent, ma'am.
Transport you and your wife to movies in case of freeway congestion.
Tickets already secured.
Clarified, sir.
MovieTickets.com, Mom.
Yeah, Dad logged on, watched some trailers.
Picked a movie you'd like. Favorite theater, best time.
And with a few clicks of the mouse, tickets accomplished.
We'll zip right to the automated box office.
MovieTickets.com. In that case, I'm out of here.
New rendezvous, 1900 hours sharp.
10-4. And I saw that play, Dirk. You fouled him.
See, Dad?
Now, son, Grandma was a pro wrestler. She knows nothing about basketball.
Uh-huh.
MovieTickets.com. To buy a ticket, just click it.
The dealership that doesn't suck, O'Brien Nissan, says this year Santa wanted a Hummer to deliver the wiffle ball bats for Christmas. But he's coming to O'Brien Nissan for an all-new 2002 240-horsepower Xterra because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. No hassles, no haggle, no lame salesperson with the bad suit and Velcro hair. Just a family-owned and operated Nissan dealership that's been around for 43 years. Enjoy their relaxed family-buying experience that's second to none. There's always an O'Brien Nissan, whether you're coming from 17-4-287 or the Garden State Parkway. You can get to O'Brien fast. For your convenience, shop online at O'BrienNissan.com and get a complete listing of their extensive inventory, including pictures and pricing. Now, through December 31st, enjoy their best prices of the year with their annual year-end clearance event. So even though Santa wants a Hummer to drive this Christmas, he's still coming to O'Brien Nissan because he knows O'Brien Nissan doesn't suck. Located right off Goffle Road exit on Route 208 in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Call 973-427-0200 and come back to O'Brien Nissan.
Ah, Anthony Stacker II, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right? Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
Between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the Stacker II. It's going to help you lose weight, stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in Stacker II. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. No. Stacker II curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that Stacker, Stacker 2.
Need a holiday gift in a hurry? Try a Blockbuster gift card from $5 to $50. They're perfect for everyone on your list. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. See participating stores.
So, here we are, counting down to the last few shopping days. And if you're like everyone else, you're probably also counting down to the last few bucks in your wallet. Well, be of good cheer, because you don't have to spend a fortune to get something great at the Wiz. So they want a DVD CD player? We've got a stylish Sony with Dolby Digital and DTS outputs for just $179.99. Or how about a 2.4 giga range Panasonic cordless phone with caller ID for just $129.99? And who wouldn't love a Sony portable CD Walkman with AM/FM tuner? It's just $69.99 at the Wiz. Best of all, while the holidays are nearly upon you, the holiday bills don't have to be. Use the Wiz card for interest-free financing through March of 2003 on purchases of $299 and up. And take advantage of the Wiz's great holiday return policy, which gives you until January 25th to make a return. See store for details. And remember, for service, selection, and price, nobody beats the Wiz.
Hey guys, in a recent survey, 67% of women asked that they were unhappy with the size of their male partner. Turns out, size does matter to us after all. 90% of men possess the same size, but who wants to be just average? If you're a man and having additional size would make a positive difference in your life, we have a non-invasive solution. That's right, no pumps, no weights, no surgery. It's a pill. It's called Longitude, and it's guaranteed to make you at least 1 inch larger in 30 days or it's free. Just think of the upside. Longitude has documented success in male growth of up to 3 full inches, so go for it. Results are evident in just a few short weeks.
Call now and order your bottle of Longitude by having your credit card ready. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492.
Imagine the look on her face if you were up to 3 inches larger.
Call now. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492. Or visit them online at longitudecapsules.com.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Okay, this is it. The last week for holiday shopping. And Bob's has all kinds of great gift ideas on sale right now. Bob's Stores is having a BOGO sale on activewear, pants, sneakers, shoes, and boots for men, women, and kids now through Saturday, December 22nd. Brands like Adidas, Nike, Champion, Lee, and Timberland, to name a few. Here's how it works. Buy one item at the regular price. Get the second item from the same category at 50% off. Higher price prevails. Look for other great savings, like 20 to 50% off shirts for men and young men. Find 20 to 60% off coats and jackets, and 30 to 50% off sweaters for men, women, and kids. And while you're at our store-wide holiday sale, get 10% off on all Bob's gift cards. Call 1-800-333-1050 for the Bob's Stores nearest you, or visit us online at bobstores.com. Bob's Stores, real casual, real brands, at real great prices.
Let's go down to Bob's.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Dre from the city. Did you guys watch the NRA meeting last weekend?
Yeah.
Charlton Heston spoke, and it was like a scene from Planet of the Apes. He was holding a big rifle and yelling.
What do you know something?
I've never seen.
You know something? I am a very strong advocate to the right to bear arms. I really am. I'm serious. But that Charlton Heston is an effing lunatic.
He's out of his mind.
That guy is crazy.
Looking more and more like an ape every day, too.
Oh, yeah. He's starting to look exactly like Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
He's getting the big protruding jaw. Dr. Zaius, help me. Zira Cornelius, help me. Yeah, we got him. He looks just like him. Damn you. He did that famous line. They could have my gun when they pry my cold, dead fingers from around it. Damn you all to hell. And he had the rifle up in the air. He was holding it like Moses held the staff.
Yeah.
And he's like, hold it. Damn you. I was expecting him to fire a few rounds off into the ceiling.
Damn you all to hell.
Yeah.
Anti-gun people. F off. I'll treat you like I treated those gorillas on Planet of the Apes with my gun. Remember that? I shot them all, bastards. Then I fooled Dr. Zaius to come around the corner, and I put the gun to his head. That red monkey ass is.
I believe it is the right of every American to have a Vulcan cannon in his car if he wants one. Damn you! And what's the problem?
Why? Why a problem with the theme restaurant in Times Square?
Oh.
We want an NRA theme restaurant along with Planet Hollywood. And the Hard Rock and the Sports Cafe.
Mr. Heston, that's a little wacky.
Why, damn you?
An NRA theme restaurant in Times Square.
Why? What's the difference? It's a hobby. A sport like everyone else. Why can you have goddamn hippie communist clothes hanging up in the Hard Rock, but you can't have good old American guns in a restaurant? That's what a restaurant needs. Come on. We could serve the children little like sundaes after they eat ice cream sundaes with like Magnum rounds decorating it. That'd be cute. You'd take them home. Little guns hanging up all over the place.
They're out of their mind though. An NRA theme restaurant. Because we were at the All Star Cafe and
yes,
and we ordered the Shack Attack turkey sandwich.
Shack Attack turkey sandwich.
Or whatever it was.
Why have that when you could have Ruby Ridge ribs? Come on, damn you.
How about the Columbine cobbler salad?
Yes! It's on the menu. Or if you're watching the game.
Yeah.
What would be better than sitting down with some wacky Waco wings? Hot wings! Come on, damn you.
Mr. Heston, don't forget about the Louima lasagna.
Yes! That'd be great. All the wait staff will have guns. So if anyone tries to walk out on the check, we shoot them!
Can you imagine that?
The Kent State College Crunchy Chicken Fingers. There's a few things on the menu. Damn you! I'll treat you like that red-ass, mandrill monkey-ass, gorilla-ass that was trying to get me on Planet of the Apes. Can I say ass one more time?
Charlton Heston.
Yes.
Will you be like a hostess at the NRA restaurant?
I'll be the hostess.
Yeah?
And fully armed.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. When you order a steak,
yeah,
you go in the back and shoot it yourself. Come on. I'll give you a 30-odd-6 and you'll just pluck it off. Bash that dumb cow over the head. We'll hold his feet. We'll head him and heal him with the rope. You take out the 357 right between the horns. And then, oh, it's so tender and juicy that way. Would you like it well done or rare so it's red like Zira's monkey ass? Some days I'll be dressed in a loincloth.
Oh, yuck.
Some days in a loincloth. Some days in my outfit I had in The Omega Man.
Right.
Remember that movie?
Sure do.
What did I have in The Omega Man? Guns and plenty of them to shoot the dead. What happens if we're overrun with the living dead and we don't have guns to defend ourselves? What happens if we don't have guns in this country and all of a sudden gorillas take over? Would you like to be like those mindless people held in cages being dissected? Or would you like to be like Chuck Heston when I see the Statue of Liberty and I fight back with my gun? Damn you! You blew it up! Remember, every Chuck Heston movie you see, where I have a gun, I come out on top. Although I died in Planet of the Apes, I died in The Omega Man.
Oh.
I died in Soylent Green. Wait a minute. Hold it, that didn't work out too well. I didn't have a gun in Ten Commandments and I lived. I didn't have a gun in Ben-Hur and I made it through that. I died in The Omega... Goddamn guns are screwing me up! I die in all my gun movies!
Anthony or Mr. Heston, whoever you are,
yes,
right now.
Yes, damn you.
More suggestions for the NRA theme restaurant menu,
yes,
coming in.
Yes.
Let's not forget the Son of Sam soup and sandwich special.
Yes, for once. That's a good one.
David,
the 44 caliber killer.
David from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Columbine calamari on the appetizer.
Columbine
menu.
Calamari!
Let's not forget Watts wings.
Ah.
What about the Jack Ruby red wine?
Yes, you drink that with the Cheese Harvey Oswald. It's the burger. Cheese Harvey Oswald! It's a play on the name, you doppy bastard!
Well, they have a breakfast special too, Anthony. The Lee Harvey Omelet.
Lee Harvey Omelet. For breakfast. Look at the way we break the eggs. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. And then Kennedy? Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Tries to get the shell from the back of the trunk of the car and put it back on the egg. It's so cute.
Boy, I went a long way for that dopey joke.
Bloodstained tablecloths on every table. Moses from Egypt checking in. I'd like to order the 9mm chicken bullets with barbecue sauce up, please.
Yes. All tender.
Jim, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, Jim here.
Yeah, what's
Hello,
up, Jim?
Hello, Jim.
How about the John Wilkes Booth bacon cheeseburger?
That's a good one.
All right.
A big stack of curly fries. It'll be good food. Good food and firearms. That's what we need in Times Square.
Mr. Heston, don't
forget shooting anymore.
Don't forget about the Diablo poppers. Get 41 per order.
Damn you! The Sirhan Sirhanwich. Come on, it's a good one. The JFK open face sandwich.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
Holy cow.
Why? Why are so people so averse to guns? Guns with your meal. A little happy meal for children with a little 22 Saturday night special. You can run around and have fun shooting each other.
How about the Sirhan Slurpee?
Yes.
For dessert.
The grassy knoll salad bar. The grassy knoll salad bar.
All part of the NRA theme restaurant, right?
A Klebo casserole. What's the matter? There's endless possibilities. Damn you! Son of sandwich. Son of ham sandwich. The waitress is late with your order. Not only is it free, but you shoot the bitch. Nova, I taught you to smile. Dr. Zayas.
The Jeffrey Oh, God. You guys are sick, man. Let me get Brad to say it. It's his line. Brad, what's up?
Brad.
Got to name the Jeffrey Dahmer sampler.
Oh, God.
You can have it cold right out of the fridge.
Well, he didn't use guns, but that's close enough.
Damn you all to hell.
That's sick.
See what I did with that gorilla and beneath the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
I shot them all!
Yes, you did.
Guns! We need more guns in our restaurant. Damn you! We're going to have a special lunch, special for postal employees.
Yeah?
They come in. Yeah, they bring their own guns. Blow off some steam and some heads.
Bring in a gun, get a free appetizer? Oh, man.
The David Koresh Kanish. For our Hebrew friends. Salad with Smith and Wesson oil and vinegar. Damn you! Yes.
How about
red mandrel ass?
How about
I want my burger raw like Zira's ass when I pounded it when Cornelius was away. He never found out.
How about the Leon?
I love monkey ass.
How about the Leon Klinghoffer cocktail? Two shots and a splash.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you could try the Eric Harris hot potato.
Colin Ferguson curly fries. Colin Ferguson. It's cute. We'll have a little electric train set that'll bring it out for you. To the sound of gunfire.
And the kids could play in the electric chair.
Yes. That's right. Damn you. You ever pound monkey ass, Opie? It's almost as good as shooting guns.
Anthony, let's not forget the Dwyer Bud Draft.
Yes.
Very good. That's Chris on line two. Thank you, Chris. You sick F. The Columbine Sloppy Joe, Anthony.
Oh, God damn.
Check, please. This bit's done. Oh. Special of the day, Mary Jo Butterfuco chops served on the side.
Yes, Butterfuco. Yes, the sauce is served on the side.
Paul Lee from Lawrence, I assume we'll all be drinking Colt 45s.
Damn you.
The restaurant's slogan could be Eat Hot Lead, and instead of a drive-thru, they have a drive-by.
Amy Fisher and Chips. That's great for you English blokes that are too faggy to have guns in your country. Stupid bobbies with their sticks. One gun and they take over the whole country.
Mr. Heston Berger from New Rochelle.
Yes.
The University of Texas Clock Tower Tea.
That's a good one. The Martin Luther King size sandwich. What's wrong with that?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I got two things.
Yeah.
I like to sit in my favorite John Wilkes booth and have my Brady vegetables.
The James Brady.
James Brady mixed vegetables.
Very good. Yeah, there'll be a booth called the John Wilkes booth.
John Lennon lemon chicken. What's wrong with that? Hunted yourself.
Catcher in the Rye fish fry. For you Beatle fans. Shane, what's up?
How about the Bernie Gets burrito?
Very good.
Yes.
All right, there goes Shane.
Bernie Gets.
Kyle from Mayo Pack. Try the Selena salsa and chips. It's great. The Manson Massacre meatloaf.
Oh,
I was trying to help the theme restaurant.
That's horrible.
Ring the bell, for the love of God, ring the goddamn bell. Jim from Long Island. Dirty Sanchez. How about the Bobby Kennedy special barbecue sauce? How about the Phil Hartman Coke float with grenadine? Oh, gotta give these people credit.
That's horrible.
That's from Xavier from Portchester.
Yes.
The unicorn on the cob killer.
Mr. Reagan.
Don't forget the Ronald Reagan ribs. And they got Biggie Small Drinks.
Biggie Small Drinks.
That's horrible. See, Rodney King wasn't shot, so that one doesn't work. Stay with the bit. Yeah, the Tupac Tacos.
Tupac Tacos. They're great. And all meals come with guns. Just to blow up some rounds. The ceiling is going to be made out of cork. So you can just fire rounds into the ceiling.
The Invisible Man checking in. The Gimme Your Wallet waffle fries and This Is a Robbery roast beef.
Ronald Reagan on rye. See, they bring it to you and forget to put the filling in. It's just rye bread. I'll take two. Good.
Very good, guys.
Damn it.
Very good.
Right there in Times Square.
The NRA theme restaurant.
Yes.
Opening within the year, hopefully.
We'll make the WWF restaurant seem like Tavern on the Green. How about a James Earl Ray on rye? Kurt Cobain, low main. Thank you, Dan.
Dan from New City, how about the Notorious B.I.G. burger? Oh, my God, the barber from Jersey. He's a funny guy. How about trying the Bloods and Crips fish and chips?
A large pie with Malcolm extra anchovies.
People are bad, man. The JFK Jr. seafood platter.
All right. Okay, yeah. He didn't even get shot.
Wait a minute.
I don't care. You gotta get him on the menu.
Heather.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind, man.
That was my husband's input.
Very good.
He also came up with Versace Veal.
Versace Veal.
We're driving home. We're peeing our pants.
Cool. Thank you. All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Damn you. Why?
Special of the day. Oh, boy. The taxi cab chicken livery sandwich.
Oh, wow. I thought we were bad. Our listeners are 10 times worse than we are.
The Cobain head of lettuce.
Oh.
All right. I can't imagine there's more out there.
No, I think we covered every major shooting in the past 50 years or so.
50? We go back practically 200.
Yes, I forgot about that.
The Pope John Paul Poppers. Now, you know, you guys, come on.
A lot of people forget he was shot. Shot! The Pope!
Parker from the city. The Columbine Cacciatore. The Manson Manicotti.
You kill him, we grill him.
I think we're done.
Can you say overkill?
Yeah, we kill everything today. We don't kill.
Zodiac killer birthday cake.
All right.
He died of breast cancer. Why are you even bringing that up? Linda McCartney. You're insane.
It's not funny.
Coffee's rust. All right. Well, thank you for your contributions, you sick Aaron Burritos. Aaron Burritos. Aaron Burr.
Somebody knows their history.
Someone really knows their history. Alan Burrito. Alan Burr.
We're done.
I think we're done.
That's why
she wasn't shot. But it is funny that Sharon Tater shots. God damn. Larry Flint fries? Yeah, Larry Flint was shot.
All right.
Oh.
That's why we call it the People's Radio Show. Oh. You guys are crazy.
That went on 15 minutes
long. Martin Luther King crap play.
Oh, these people
are out there. Oh, Noreen Shatner floats. She drowned, you a-hole. She certainly didn't float.
God, we came up with 7 in the background. We've had about 100 on the radio.
Patty Hearst, liverwurst. You're killing me. Damn them all to hell.
Right. I think we need to take a break, Anthony.
Please, because I'm not stopping.
Well, if a few good ones come through during the commercials, we'll get right back on this. 212-757-1027. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Opie and